springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County for all you do. One of the most challenging jobs in the world. Joe Rodola from Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting thanks you for helping save lives and protecting our property.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's baseball with Connor Sutton.
Ladies and gentlemen, for this is the Reading Colt 45s baseball. The 45s tonight hosting the Seattle Suds here out there at the historic Tiger Field. Another gorgeous night here in Reading, California, as the Colt 45s 2-1 on the young season, taking on the Suds, who have yet to play a game here in this season. The first of a three-game series, and tonight we have a good one going for you, as it will be Mason Verhees on the mound for the Colt 45s, who has been very, very good as of late. And so we want you to stick with us throughout this one, because this one should be a lot of fun, as well as this entire series should be. Tomorrow night, 7:15 pitch, and then Sunday at 6:15. We will have the starting lineups coming up for you right after this break, as along with the first pitch. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball right here on KCNR 1460.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to Colt 45's Baseball. Tonight's game is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor offers a houseboating experience that is sure to delight you, your family, and your guests. So check that out at Holiday Harbor this summer. It's going to be a gorgeous summer and a wonderful, wonderful year to go out on the houseboat with the lake very full, so we recommend heading out there. Also, tonight in the Third Base Club VIP Pavilion, down the third base baseline, we have Pace Engineering, a full-service employee-owned engineering firm. Since 1976, they've offered complete engineering services with the attention to individual client needs. Pace is excited to be here tonight supporting the local baseball club and the Colt 45. Starting lineups for tonight, again, brought to you by tonight's sponsor, the Holiday Harbor. First for the Seattle Studs, leading off in center field, number 5, Connor Savage. Batting second, the film star, Cody Banks, will be at second base as well. Batting third in right field, number 10, Landon Riker. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Brennan Hancock. Batting fifth, it's shortstop Colin Wolf. A designated hitter back sixth, Tanner Arrington. Batting seventh in left field, Henry Shaney. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 16, Tate Budnick. And batting ninth at third base, number 6, Kyle Bowe. And then on the mound for the Studs here tonight is Mitch Vito. And the Studs are managed by Barry Aiden, assistant coach David Benson, Garrett Breda, bench coach Clinton Chittick, assistant coach Stephen Potter. Starting lineups now for the Colt 45s. I mentioned who the starting pitcher was earlier. Leading off in center field is Lane Pritchard, who's been playing pretty well out of that leanoff spot for the Colt 45s. Batting second at shortstop, Lorenzo Dobrecht. Batting third at first base is Jake Golzo. Batting fourth behind the plate is Daniel Duarte. Batting fifth and third is Eric Carlson. Kobe Zimmerman is batting sixth in left field. In right field, batting seventh is Anthony Galati. The DDH tonight is batting eighth, Billy Plummer, who's been playing first a number of times tonight. Mickey Meinhofer is batting in the ninth spot at second base. And, of course, Mason Verhees, the starting pitcher tonight for the Colt 45s. Take a look at the batting leaders so far. Angley, who is just 1-for-2, he's batting .500. Dobrecht at .375, 3 hits and 8 at-bats. He's also scored 6 runs for the 45s. There he's in 4 innings pitched. He's just allowed no runs, just 3 hits and 8 strikeouts in an outing earlier this year with a batting average of .188 against the big right-hander wearing the number 29 on his back. The 45s this evening will be wearing their home white uniforms with the yellow trimming as the Studs wearing their visiting black uniforms with the white pants. Connor Savage will step in left-hander to begin the Studs' young season. Again, they have not played a game to this point. 45s opened up their season last weekend. Went 2-1. First pitch is outside with a fastball. 1-0. First pitch is going to be at 7-12. So it's 1-0 now to the left-hander. There he comes set, working out of the stretch instead of the windup here, despite nobody being on base. That 1-0 is outside, 2-0. We'll give you the defensive alignment shortly. I already mentioned the starting lineups, but we'll get into the linemen as well. But early on, Savage in a good spot here to start this game. The 2-0 pitch, that's up and in, 3-0. Savage has to get out of the way. 3 straight fastballs and 3 straight balls for Verhees, the starter for the Colt 45s. The 3-0 pitch. And that is ball 4 outside. Wow. So not a good start for Verhees. 4 straight balls, and that's always worrisome to start the game, but now he's just got to get into a rhythm here. As Cody Banks will step in, I jokingly and sarcastically mentioned the film star with a similar name to a Frankie Muniz character in a movie, I don't know, 10 years ago. But Banks, the right-hander, will step in against the right-handed pitcher. The first pitch is down low, 1-0. So 5 straight balls out of the gate for Verhees. Banks playing second base tonight. One on, nobody out here in the top half of the first inning. Runner bluffs going, and the pitch is a strike. Fastball that time, 1-1. Good velocity on the fastball. It's got to be creeping up near the mid-80s to high-80s. There he's got the stirrup showing. 1-1, that's in the dirt, 2-1. Start time temperature, 88 degrees, but when you're in the shade, it does not feel like that. Just truly a gorgeous night, not a cloud in the sky here. A Friday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. Here's the 2-1. Runner's on the move. It's up high. The throw down to second is not in time. So a stolen bag. The throw was online. It was just a little bit short. The second baseman, Meinhofer, had to pick it out of the dirt. Count is 3-1. Yeah, if he was a good throw, it didn't have to pick. He might have had a chance to tag him out there. And that's up and away. Ball four, back-to-back walks. And Landon Riker now will step in. So not exactly what the Colt 45s wanted. Is now a meeting with Duarte, and now the manager will come out. Barrick Fasking, who is one of the co-managers alongside Justin Sabisma. Fasking deals with more of the pitchers, while Sabisma deals with more of the offense. Quick meeting, just trying to calm him down out there. Well, you know how good of stuff Varys has because he's been able to strike out so many batters early on in this season. Again, four innings pitched, struck out eight. It's two per inning. So first and second, nobody out here in the top half of the first inning, and the Seattle Studs off to a good start. Only one strike been thrown thus far. The first pitch, this is popped up in on the infield. This is now going to get back in on the outfield. It's going to be a tough play going back and making the catch is Meinhofer. Tagging from second is Savage, and he'll hold at second. Very nice play there by Meinhofer. That ball looked like it was going to be in on the infield, but instead, Meinhofer does a nice job of going over to make that play with the sun right in his face. And now, Hancock will step in. So first and second, one out. A good job there by Varys of recording the first out without allowing runners to advance. Good lead at second. Now the first pitch is a strike on the outside half of the fastball, 0-1. And Varys appears to be back locked in. Hancock, the left-handed hitter. Here is the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Pitch in the dirt. Like a hard breaking ball that time. A lot of velocity on it. It just broke down. It's 0-2. So Brandon Hancock is down 0-2. First and second, one out. Back-to-back walks to lead off the ball game. Savage on at second, Banks at first, both with good speed. Savage with pretty good lead at second base. The 0-2, breaking ball, that's up high, 1-2. Barry's looking down, comes set at the belt. One look back to second, the 1-2. This is hit towards third, but foul. Still 1-2. Hancock bats left-handed but throws right-handed. Playing first base this evening. He awaits the 1-2. Here it comes. And that's chopped foul. He was ahead of that one. Breaking ball down and in that yanks towards the first base dugout. And still 1-2. Sixth pitch of the at-bat is coming up. They're not holding on. Banks over there at first. Again, a good lead at second with Savage. Center fielder Pritchard in quite a few steps. 1-2, again, this is chopped foul. Defensive alignment, Zimmerman's in left, Pritchard in center, and Galati out in right field. Duarte is behind the plate, varies, of course, on the mound. And from third to first, Carlson at third to Brecht to short, Meinhofer, and then Gozo. Three consecutive fouls. The left-hander not going down easily, Hancock. As he awaits the 1-2. There he's looking in, a long look. He's ready, comes set. The 1-2 pitch. Again, chopped foul. Barry's having a tough time setting down Hancock, who's battling beautifully. The eighth pitch of the at-bat is coming up. Barry's can mix his pitch as well. Throws a variation of fastballs, a four-seamer and a two-seamer with good velocity. Have yet to see the changeup tonight. We've seen off-speed that have been breaking balls. As now Hancock steps out and takes time, steps back in. Good crowd intact tonight here in Tiger Field. The 1-2. This is hit out towards center field. Pritchard racing back, now switches feet, goes to the other side, and makes the catch on the move. Nicely done there. Savage is going to go from second to third. He went over his left shoulder going backwards, then had to switch and go back over his right shoulder. A tough play, but a solid hit ball there by Hancock for the second out. Savage goes from second to third. Banks holds it first. So first and third, two down for Colin Wolf. The shortstop with Tanner Arrington waiting on deck. Wolf, right-handed batter, steps in, looking to give the studs an early lead here in the top half of the first inning. Already 18 pitches from Varies. Remember, he threw his first nine pitches. Eight of them were balls. Walked the first two batters. Since then, he's done very nice. There's a first pitch breaking ball that front doors Wolf. He had to try to get out of the way, and he was fooled. It's 0-1. Anytime you see a batter spin out of the way thinking a breaking ball is going to hit him, you know it's got a lot of break to it. And it appears that Varies got good stuff tonight. First and third, two down, the 0-1. That is just off the outside with a fastball, 1-1. Duarte behind the plate, very, very good catcher with a good arm. Does a nice job of keeping, almost seems like every ball in front of him does a really good job of blocking behind the dish. Two out, the 1-1. Breaking ball, that's down low. But again, a sharp breaking ball, almost like a power curve with more velocity than you typically see. Banks on at first, Savage at third. Nothing here in the top half of the first inning. Well, Barry's will throw back to first. Banks gets back in time. Still 2-1. Colt 45s open up their season last Saturday. It was supposed to be Friday, but that Friday game got rained out, and it was gorgeous weather the rest of the weekend. 2-1. This is hit out towards right field on the line. Coming in is Galati, now to his left. He makes the catch, and that will end the inning. A pair of leadoff walks, but Varies does a nice job of working around it. We'll head to the bottom half of the first inning. The Colt 45s will be coming up for the first time. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Studs starting pitcher Mitchell Vito out of the College of Idaho from Bothell, Washington originally. Tonight's game is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor offers a houseboating experience that is sure to delight you, your family, and your guests. Head out to Holiday Harbor if you want a great stay at Lake Shasta this summer. Colt 45 is being led off tonight by Lane Pritchard, then followed by Lorenzo Debrecht, Jake Golzo. And Pritchard will lead it off. As, again, a good crowd, almost a capacity crowd this evening. I'm not sure what the capacity number is, but
number 23.
As Pritchard will lead it off, the left-hander will step in. Pritchard awaits the right-hander, Vito. And the first pitch from the right-hander is a strike, 0-1. Pritchard takes a fastball. That was at the knees on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. A little bit different start than we saw Verhees have in the top half of the first inning with a pair of walks to start and then got three consecutive outs. 0-1 is outside, 1-1. Goes was then followed by Duarte, Carlson, Zimmerman, Galati, Plummer, and then Meinhofer, the starting nine in the batting order for the 45s this evening. Vito out of the windup. Here's the 1-1. That's down low as well. 2-1. Consecutive fastballs here to start the game. Trying to locate down at the knees to the left-handed Pritchard. Pritchard on the year. 2-for-11 with 3 runs scored. And that 2-1 is up high. 3-1 goes to the backstop by Budnick, the catcher. 3-1. Justin Sabisma will be the third base coach for the 45s, I think probably throughout the season, and he is doing so tonight. One of the co-managers. You don't see co-managers all that often, but that is the case here. The 3-1. Pritchard lines this one back up the middle. Savage is going to go back. He outreaches, and he makes the catch. What a nice play that was in center field from Savage, who originally thought it was right at him and then had to scamper backwards. And then with the outstretched glove, made the catch for the first out.
Lorenzo Debrecht.
And so Debrecht will step in. Base is empty and one out for the right-hander, Debrecht. The shortstop tonight. 375 so far, 3-for-6 with 3 runs scored and 6 RBIs. This one is fouled off and headed for the parking lot and a number of cars in danger of being in foul ball territory. I'm not sure if people who park there just aren't sure that that's foul ball country or what. Debrecht, the 0-1, lines this one back up the middle and a base hit. And the first hit of the game for either team, and it comes in the bottom half of the first inning. Debrecht does a nice job of, on that inside pitch, getting his hands inside the fastball and lining it right back up the middle.
13, Gozo.
Gozo now will step in. The big right-hander. Up at 6'3 or 6'4. Right around that high. Just a big, big right-hander. The first pitch to him is outside with a breaking ball. 1-0. Direct with good speed at first. Hancock holding him on. We'll see if Justin Sabisma wants to try and take advantage here. Direct does not have a stolen base yet on the year. Here's the 1-0. And that is popped up foul, and that'll get back out of play. First base side. That ball was hit very high. 1-1.
Missed that moving car by one
Daniel Duarte is on deck, the catcher. You heard the public address announcer mention that last foul ball just missed a moving car. The 1-1, breaking balls outside, 2-1. Ido trying to work away to the right-hander Gozo. Debrecht on at first, one-on, one out here in the bottom half of the first inning. These two teams will be at it throughout this weekend. We'll play again tomorrow night and then Sunday night as well. The 2-1, Debrecht's on the move, is a hit and run, and it's fouled back. 2-2. So Debrecht will have to head back towards first base. Two and two. Infield double play, depth, outfield straight away. The left fielder, Chaney, pretty deep near the wall. Rhino comes set. The 2-2. Breaking ball, that's outside. That runs the count full, 3-2. He's starting that breaking ball over the middle of the plate, but to a right-hander, it's breaking away and off the plate. We'll see if DeBrecht's on the move here on a 3-2 pitch. Just one out, however. Small lead over there at first. Here is a 3-2. He doesn't go. That pitch is strike three. Thought it might have been just a bit high, but the way Goza looked back, he didn't seem too shocked by the call. And that's the second out here in the bottom half of the first inning. Daniel Duarte now will step in, the catcher, with DeBrecht on at first.
The ball, Daniel Duarte.
Duarte, as I mentioned, very good defensive catcher, but he's also had a good season thus far. Obviously, small sample size, 3 hits and 8 at-bats with just 1 RBI, but he has a couple extra base hits. As Rido comes set and throws the first pitch to Duarte. Checks his swing. Did he go around? He did not. Wow, that was close to being strike one. As they check with the base umpire, just one this evening. We saw last weekend there was 3 in a couple games. The 1-0 at got Duarte. Fastball that just ran in. And that will put a runner in scoring position here in the bottom of the first.
Your third baseman.
For Eric Carlson.
Number 9, Eric Carlson.
Budnick's going to come out and have a quick chat with Vito. Just tell him to shake that one off. A fastball that just ran away from him a little bit there. Two out, two on. Again, direct with good speed at second. Will probably be waved around on a single to the outfield. Carlson, the right-hander, steps in. He'll be playing at the hot corner this evening. First pitch from Vito as he comes set. Takes a look to DeBrecht down at second. And throws. This is way high with a fastball, 1-0. Vito, a member of the Yotes out there. In the College of Idaho. Not the Coyotes. The Yotes. 1-0. DeBrecht's on the move. Swing, this is chopped slowly towards second. Banks on the move. He's going to charge. The flip to first is in time. And that will end the inning. DeBrecht had third base stolen right there. But regardless, it doesn't matter. Two on and two left for the Colt 45s. We'll head to the top half of the second inning when we come back. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Top of the second inning coming up here. Holiday Harbor offers a houseboating experience that is sure to delight you, your family, and your guests. So head to Holiday Harbor to fulfill all of your Lake Shasta needs. That first pitch from Verhees to Arrington is a breaking ball over for a strike, 0-1. Yeah, it is going to be truly just a great summer out of Lake Shasta. The water's way up. A lot of extra coves. The 0-1, this is hit on the ground towards first. Gozo's got on the hop, mishandled it, but then steps on the bag for the first out. So a two-pitch first out for Verhees, which he kind of needed that after a 22-pitch first inning.
And your beer batter, outfielder number 3, Henry Chaney.
Henry Chaney now steps in, and as you heard, he is tonight's beer batter. So if he strikes out, it's a dollar off beer for everyone in the building. I said this last game, but if you're the beer batter, I just do whatever you can to not strike out. As that first pitch is about a 50-foot breaking ball.
The rest of the inning. Let's help them out, fans.
So that's 1-0. If you want more Colt 45 in action, join us tomorrow for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, as we'll talk a little bit more about this game and about the NBA playoffs. Is that 1-0, and it plunks Chaney right in the back. And now Budnick will step to the plate with Chaney on at first. So tomorrow at 8 in the morning, join us for Sports Talk, and we'll talk about this game. We'll talk about the NBA playoffs that are going on, and as well as a little bit of World Cup action and who to keep your eye on for some World Cup soccer. So all that's tomorrow at 8 in the morning. One out, one on. That's Chaney on at first. Budnick, the right-hand hitter, steps to the plate. That first pitch is in the dirt. Nice job by Duarte behind the plate to knock that one down, keep it in front of him. And it's 1-0. A lot of gutsy fans tonight parking right in foul ball territory. I mean, you couldn't ask to put a target. This 1-0 is lifted out towards shallow right center field. Pritchard's coming in. Galati's also coming in. It'll be Galati making the catch out in right field for the second out. And that'll bring up Kyle Bowe. Bowe, the right-hander, with Chaney on at first. Verhees trying to make this one an economical inning after a 22-pitch first inning where he walked the first two batters of the game. Right-hander versus right-hander. Verhees comes set, peeks over his shoulder at the runner, now throws. And that is up high to Bowe, who has to drop his bat. 1-0. Bowe with the shortstop for the Studs. Tonight, Chaney with a pretty good lead at first. 1-0, and that's up high as well, 2-0. Chaney, who plays left field, who is at first base currently, has got a pretty good lead over there. This is a good spot to go. with two outs. The 2-0 pitch, he's not on the move. This pitch is fouled. This is towards a car, and that is, I think, right in between. Two cars. And it looks like it actually did hit a car. I didn't hear it, but there are signs out there that say don't park here, and I guess people just think it's not the case. The 2-1 is inside, 3-1. And I'm going to say this pretty much every game this year, but it's always funny to see a car get hit until it's yours. 3-1. Janie's still on at first. He throws back to first. Janie gets back standing. Barry's trying to get out of the inning. Here's the 3-1. He's set and throws. And that's right there. Oh, and Bo thought that was ball four. That appeared to be right there for a strike, and it's now 3-2. That'll give Cheney the opportunity to get a head start over there at first base. 3-2 and two down. Top of the second inning, still nothing. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball, he leaves it high, ball four. Third walk of the game for Verhees, and that'll bring up the leadoff batter, Connor Savage. Savage, as I mentioned, walked in his first at-bat, or plate appearance, I should say, in four pitches. That's what you want a leadoff batter to do, though, is lead off the ball game, see a few pitches. They just all happen to be balls. So he took a free stroll down the first baseline. First and second, two down. Cheney on at second, Bo at first. Berries looks back, now throws. First pitch is right on the outside half for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Savage, a left-handed hitter. The 0-1. Berries paying close attention to that runner at second, now throws home. This is a changeup, misses high. 1-1. Slowly starting to cool down here. But again, just a beautiful night here at the ballpark. The right-hander is set. The 1-1. This is hit up the middle, right at the shortstop. DeBrecht makes the catch on the line, and that'll end the inning. Again, the Studs leave 2-on. We will head to the bottom half of the second inning. Still nothing. The 45's coming up. You're listening to the Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Our mission is to provide safe and exciting vacations on Lake Shasta so our guests can enjoy the serenity of the surrounding beauty, in Northern California. Zimmerman will lead us off here in the bottom of the second inning. The left fielder, his first at-bat of the night. The right-hander steps in. First pitch from Vito. This is fouled straight back with a fastball. It's 0-1. Just got a piece there. It'll be Zimmerman, Galati, and then Plummer for the 45s here in the second. Four runners left on base so far for the Studs. That 0-1 is a strike down low. 0-2. That appeared to be below the knees to Zimmerman, however, ruled a strike. Back-to-back fastballs from Vito, and he's way ahead 0-2. Vito, the right-hander out of the windup, throws. 0-2 is a breaking ball, or might have been a changeup down, 1-2. Zimmerman with a nice take. Zimmerman, 273 so far in the year, 3 hits and 11 at-bats. The 1-2 pitch is popped foul. That's going to be towards a moving car. And luckily, the car breaks just before it. Zimmerman scored 3 runs. He's 2 RBIs on the year. Awaiting the 5th pitch of the at-bat, the 1-2. That's outside. 2-2.
Kobe will gladly sign that souvenir deck after the game.
Base is empty for Zimmerman. Leading off the bottom half of the second. 45s looking for their 3rd win of the year. The Studs in their opening game of their season looking for their 1st win of the year. That 2-2 is on the outside half for a strike. Strike 3 called. And it's 1 down. On the outside part of the plate, it might have been a little bit outside. Zimmerman wasn't happy with it. Galati now steps to the plate. Billy Plummer is on deck. Galati, the left-hander, will step in. Playing right field tonight. Made a nice play out in right in the last half inning, coming in on the ball with the sun directly in his eyes. That first pitch is a fastball up and in, 1-0. Base is empty, 1 down here in the second. The 1-0 is only a breaking ball that caught the inside part of the plate, diving into the left-hander, 1-1. First pitch was at 7:13, but despite not seeing any runs this far, it's been a lot of long at-bats. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Galati took a big cut at that one and was right through it. And it's 1-2. And 27 pitches this far for Vito. Base is empty, 1 down. The pitch, breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Had him out in front and back-to-back strikeouts to start the second inning for the Studs, and there's 2 outs, nobody on, for Billy Plummer.
Number 25, Billy Plummer.
Plummer, who played first base a couple of times last weekend at the DH spot here this evening. He'll be followed by Mickey Meinhofer. 2 outs, base is empty. The right-hander throws. That first pitch is up high, changeup. You don't want to leave a changeup up in the zone too often. That one was just too high, though, for Plummer to offer at. And it's 1-0. Plummer with an open stance as the right-handers. The 1-0 pitch. This is hit on the ground towards second. Hancock goes over to field it, throws to the pitcher covering, and that will end the inning. A jam shot by Plummer. And he is out, and the 45s go in order. We'll head to the third. Still nothing, nothing. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor on Shasta Lake has it all for your summer fun. Great deals on the best boats, from full-size houseboats to patio boats, fishing boats, wakeboards, paddleboards, jet skis, and pool toys. Shasta Lake has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat lakes in the nation. And Holiday Harbor has the best service, according to customers who come back year after year. They feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. Holiday Harbor, exit 695, or go to lakeshasta.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
The second place hitter, Cody Banks, will lead off here in the third. The right-hander who walked in his first plate appearance. First pitch is chopped towards short. To his left, DeBrecht now charges it on. He's got it. Throw to first in time by, they get Banks by a pair of steps for the first out. And then one pitch out for Verhees. And as I mentioned in the last inning early, those are something he's going to like. One pitch outs will favor the right-hander who had a long first inning. Landon Ryker now steps in. Popped out to second in his first at-bat, 0 for 1. And an RBI opportunity. As he awaits the first pitch. That's a fastball right there. Verhees coming right at batters here in the third. 0-1. Ryker now awaits the 0-1 with the bases empty. That's a changeup inside. 1-1. Barry's not afraid to use his off-speed pitches to then set up the fastball. Usually you see it the other way, but he's very comfortable controlling those breaking pitches. The 1-1. That fastball is, oh, wow, inside. That looked pretty good from here. 2-1. Hancock is on deck. The 2-1. This is lined back up the middle and a base hit. First hit of the game for the Studs, and it comes here in the third inning. Pritchard fields it and throws it back in, but Ryker with his first hit of the year for the Seattle Studs. Brennan Hancock now will come to the plate. One on and one down. The big left-hander who lined out hard to center to Pritchard, who made a nice play on a ball that sliced away from him to record the out. That first pitch is inside with a breaking ball, 1-0. One out, Ryker on at first. Fourth place hitter, Hancock at the plate. The 1-0. That is outside with a fastball, 2-0. Barry's usually has pretty good control, but we've seen him lose it a couple of times. Might be overthrowing as he throws back to first. Ryker dives back safely. 2-0 is the count to the batter Hancock. The first baseman goes holding Ryker on at first. 2-0. That's high. 3-0 with another fastball, and now Hancock is in the driver's seat. Right there with a fastball. He took some off there to just get it over. 3-1. One out, one on here in the third. They throw back to first. Riker's back in time. Barry's pays very close attention to runners. He's had five on so far here through the first two and a third innings, but the lead runner he's been paying close attention to. Doesn't want them to get any extra lead than he can. 3-1. That's inside, ball four. So that will put two on here with one out for Colin Wolf, who flied out to right to end the inning back in the first. As the right-hander will step in. Already 48 pitches for Verhees. And his fourth walk of the night. Lights slowly coming on here in the third inning. The first pitch breaking ball is inside, 1-0. We've seen the hard breaking ball. That one had less velocity on it, but still was just a bit inside. Big lead over at first with Hancock. Squares bound bunt, pulls it back. It's a strike, 1-1. Dozo is playing way over in the hole with the second baseman Meinhofer almost about 10 feet from the bag at second, holding on Riker closely. Infield still double play depth, but Dozo's going to have to hustle to get over. Now they're going to bluff a throw back to second. Looks back to Verhees. He's ready. Now Wolf steps out. Was pitch number 50, the last pitch for Verhees. 27 balls, 23 strikes. Here's the 1-1. That's a breaking ball over for a strike. It's 1-2. Had Wolf out on his front foot, elected to hold back. Riker at second, Hancock at first. Verhees trying to get out of this inning yet again. He's already left four stranded. The 1-2. Breaking ball. That's not close. He's had a tough time reining in pitches when he's way ahead. 2-2. Outfield. Kind of in a strange formation. Pritchard's shading him to pull while Galati is in right. He's shading him to go away. 2-2. Ring him up. Strike three. A good breaking ball. Wolf tried to get out of the way of it, but it came over the plate for a strike. So a big second out. And steps in is Tanner Arrington. Left-hander steps to the plate, grounded out to first on the first pitch in his first at-bat. There he's again looking to get out of trouble. Two on, two down. Right-hander throws. That is up high with a fastball, just above the letters. Studs wearing black jerseys with white pants. Colt 45 is in all white with that navy blue lettering and yellow trimming. Verhees takes a long time to get the sign. The 1-0. Breaking ball. That's high as well. 2-0. Good spot here for Arrington. Trying to give the Studs the first lead of the game, the 2-0. That's the strike. A fastball right at the knees in the outside corner. A really good 2-0 pitch there from Verhees. Does a nice job stealing that strike. Verhees comes set looking back at the batter at second, Riker. The runner at second, excuse me. The 2-1 is swung on and missed. 2-2. Back-to-back fastballs. One ruled a strike. The other swung through. And it's 2-2. Verhees a strike away from getting out of danger yet again. Two on, two down in the third. Duarte gives him the sign from behind the plate. Verhees is set at the belt. A peek back to second. The 2-2 breaking ball popped up, back and out of play. Still 2-2. Well, despite the four walks and a hit by pitch, Varies is to this point, as we'll see what happens here, has done a nice job of focusing when he's had to. And now he'll bluff a throw to second. Riker nonchalantly gets back to the bag. Still 2-2. The sixth pitch of the at-bat is coming up. Harrington steps out. Now steps right back in. Both guys locked in here at the moment. 2-2. Varies again taking a long time to get the sign. Now he's set. Throws. That is up high. 3-2. And with the count full, that'll allow Riker and Hancock to get a jump start at first and second. Varies didn't like how big of a lead Hancock had over there first, but there's not nobody holding him on. He's probably a 25-foot lead over there. And a ball in the gap, I would imagine Hancock would score pretty easily. The 3-2. Runners are on the move. This is hit towards right center field. Pritchard to his left. He's got it, and that'll end the inning. Six runners left on base through the first three innings for Varies, but he's done a nice job of keeping them from coming around to score. We'll head to the bottom of the third. The 45 is coming up here on KCNR 1460.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Meinhofer will come to the plate to lead off the third inning for the 45s. Tonight's game is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor offers a houseboating experience that is sure to delight you, your family, and your friends.
Mickey, the mental Meinhofer!
Meinhofer will step to the plate. The right-hander, first pitch. That's the strike right at the knees. Good fastball there from Vito. Locating. And that's what he's done early on to batters. He's thrown that fastball. That's the fifth batter he's thrown a first pitch strike to, the 0-1. That's in the dirt with a breaking ball. It's a good take there by Meinhofer, but he was out on his front foot. Thought I might make a chance at that, but it's 1-1. Meinhofer is hitless thus far. He's just 0-4. The 1-1. This is hit on the ground towards second. Banks to his left. He's got it. Throws over to first for the first out in the good start for Vito here in the third. And that'll bring up the leadoff hitter, Pritchard. Pritchard and his first at-bat lined out to center. Pritchard hit his first, in his first at-bat, hit the ball extremely hard out towards center, but Savage made a outstanding play coming in to rob pitcher of a base hit. The first pitch to the left-hander is a breaking ball left up high, 1-0. Pritchard has to lean back to get away from that one. Just two hits thus far. However, the Studs have left six runners on base, two each inning. The 1-0. That's just outside with the hard stuff. 2-0. The two hits of the game, one came from Riker the last half inning for the Studs. The other coming from Direct, who is on deck currently. This 2-0 is lifted out towards left center field. Savage going over to his right. He's got it about 5 feet shy of the warning track to make the catch. And that's the second out.
Your shortstop, number 11, Lorenzo.
Lorenzo Dabrek, who's one for one thus far, steps in with the bases empty, two down. Here in the bottom of the third. Vito has been very economical thus far, just 36 pitches. 19 strikes, 17 balls. His counterpart, Varies, is up near 60. Not only that, Vito, a much faster worker despite coming out of the windup. That first pitch is down and away with a fastball, 1-0. Jake Gozo would be next if Dabrek can reach. The 1-0. This is lined back up the middle. Savage is going to come in on it, and he goes into a slide, and he makes the catch. Another great play from Savage out in center field, and that will end the inning. Nobody left for the Colt 45s. We'll head to the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and open more doors? Get more value than ever before with free first-year tuition at Shasta College. If you're a first-time, full-time Shasta student, you're eligible. It's time to get more out of life. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply to get started. Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Here in the top of the fourth inning, Henry Chaney will come to the plate. The right-hander will step in leading off the fourth. And Barry steps off. He wants to talk to Duarte. That gives us an opportunity to talk about tonight's sponsor, Holiday Harbor. They offer a houseboating experience that is sure to delight you, your family, and your guests. Head out to Lake Shasta this summer. You want to make sure you get your houseboat or any of your rental needs from Holiday Harbor. So the meeting at the mound comes to an end. Varies now steps in and faces Chaney. The first pitch to the right-hander is a breaking ball. It's left high. 1-0. Didn't quite finish that pitch to get to the break that he wanted. 1-0. That 1-0 is also a ball, 2-0. Outside. Tate Budnick is on deck. 2-0. That's right there with a fastball. 2-1. The number of times Varies has been behind batters tonight, he has done a very, very good job of battling back and figuring out a way to not allow any runs to come across. The 2-1, changeup swung on a miss and a good one. That was a beautiful off-speed pitch. And now it's 2-2. Fans trying to cheer on a strikeout to get a dollar off beer. The 2-2. Up high and outside. 3-2. So the count's full to Cheney leading off the fourth inning in another. Batter is seeing a lot of pitches from Berry. He's already at 65 pitches this far. The 3-2. Fouled straight back. Just got a piece as he went after the fastball that might have been off the plate away. But got to it. 3-2. Base is empty for Cheney here leading off the fourth in a nothing-nothing game. So far this season, we haven't seen a whole lot of low-scoring affairs. 4-3 in the first game as his pitch is chopped slowly towards third. Charging is Carlson. He tries to get on a hop, and that's going to get by him. And I believe that's going to be a base hit. That would have been a very tough play if he would have made that out. And they're going to, I believe, flash that with a hit. It's the second hit of the game for Chaney. I'm trying to see what the call is from the official scorekeeper. Like I said, I imagine that's got to be a hit. Budnick will step in. One on and one out. Second hit of the game for the Studs. If it is a hit, I'll double check to see here with the official scorekeeper later on. First pitch is a high 1-0. Berries has come set, squares around, gets the bunt down, listed towards the pitcher. He's going to throw to the second baseman covering. That's Meinhofer, but he dropped it. And so that's going to be an error. So what would have been a sacrifice bunt turns into an error by the second baseman, Meinhofer, who had to race over. And now that'll bring in Bo, two on and nobody out here in the fourth. First pitch, they try to show bunt, and it gets by the catcher, Duarte. And now the runners will advance. And now it's second and third, nobody out. And the third base coach for the Studs just gave Bo the sign to swing away, so he will no longer be bunting on that wild pitch. Bo walked in his first at-bat. Good opportunity here for the Studs in the fourth to finally break through. They left six runners on base thus far. Berries throws to the right-hander. It's a strike on the inside half, 1-1. Open base over at first with a top of the order coming up. I would doubt they're going to throw around him here. This breaking ball's up high. 2-1. Sun's slowly starting to creep down as it's all shade now out on the field. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Bo got a piece. I believe he did. Yes, he did. It was like a three-quarter swing, and it got the home plate umpire, who needs a break, and that'll give Duarte a chance to head out and talk to his pitcher. It's always an unspoken rule in baseball when the umpire, home plate umpire gets hit. The catcher goes out, vice versa. Two and two. Second, third, nobody out. The 2-2 pitch. This breaking ball is hit slowly towards right center field. That's going to split the outfielders for a base hit. One run is going to come around to score. Budnick around third. He's going to score. The throw into second is not in time. Bo is in with a double, and it's 2-0. A little flare out right in the perfect spot out at right center field. Galati was playing near the line in right. And the 2-0 studs here in the fourth as they finally break through after leaving six runners on base. Connor Savage now will step in, looking to add on. Still runner on second. Nobody out here in the fourth. First pitch is bunted towards third. Going to be a tough play. Carlson charging. The throw to third. He's not going to make one. An infield single and a good bunt there from Savage.
Second baseman, number 14, Cody Banks.
So first and third, nobody out. And now we're going to have time here as the 45s are going to talk about it. As Barrick Fasking heads out and they're going to make, it looks like they're going to make a pitching change. Everybody's going to come in. Let's see here. Just 2-0. I think actually they will not. A couple of plays here in the inning that could have gone the 45's way. That sacrifice bunt that turned into an error. That run came in to score. So one of these runs is unearned so far. And now they're going to leave him in. So Cody Banks now will come to the plate. First and third, still nobody out. Right-hander Banks steps in. 0-for-1 this far, walked back in the first, grounded out to short in the third inning. Savage at first, Bo at third. First pitch, this is chopped towards short, charging. Is DeBrecht, he's going to have it. The throw to first is in time, and holding at third was Bo. DeBrecht was playing back on the infield in double play depth, and it was hit slowly towards short. However, Bo decides not to go home on it, so it'll be just a ground out with no RBI. I'm kind of surprised Bo wasn't on the move there. But the 45s will take it. A little bit of a break there is now Riker will come in, who is 1-for-2 thus far. Popped out to second in his first at-bat and singled back in the third inning. First pitch breaking ball is left high, 1-0. 2-0 studs here in the fourth. They've gotten both runs here in the fourth inning. One unearned after an error by the second baseman, Meinhofer, who couldn't hang on to a ball thrown to him at first as he was covering on a bunt. That run came around to score. The 1-0. That's inside with a fastball as Riker has to get out of the way. 2-0. Open base over there at first for Riker with Hancock on deck. Not sure who they would rather face. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone. Might have been a little too far up, but Riker went after it. 2-1. This next pitch will be pitch number 80 for Verhees. Comes set. Throws. The 2-1. Popped up. This is going to be right near the right field line. Coming in is Galati. He will get under it and make the catch. Tagging from third is Bo. The throw to the plate is not in time. The run will come in to score. It'll be a sacrifice fly. And it's 3-0. So now Hancock will come in, and they're going to Barrick Fasken is going to come out and talk about something. I think they're going to maybe appeal to third. As the umpires come together, and we'll discuss something here. Fasken's still waiting for an explanation on something. I'm not quite sure what he's trying to argue here. Maybe he said that he went early. So now he's going to go out and talk to his pitcher again. Trying to see who that is down in the bullpen, but it looks like he is ready. And I think that is going to do it for the right-hander. So an unearned run here in... Check, that's going to be this two unearned runs for Verhees, who will finish his night with 80 pitches, 3 2/3, and that will bring in a new pitcher. We'll find out who it is when we come back. 3-0 studs here mid-fourth inning on KCNR 1460.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher is J.J. Reeves, who will come in out of the pen. The left-hander's, his first pitch is high, 1-0 to Hancock. 1-0 is outside, 2-0. Reeves thus far this year, 5 innings pitched, 6 strikeouts, 3 walks. In 2 games, in 2 appearances, he is yet to give up a hit. His first pitch is fouled straight back, 2-1. His whip is .6. That is phenomenal. And Reeves this far again, as I said, he has been brilliant. Trying to get out of this inning. And Savage is on at third, the 2-1. Breaking ball. Ruled a strike, 2-2. Wolf would be next. If the Studs can keep this inning alive. The 2-2. Hit on the ground towards short. Charging is DeBrecht. He can't hang on. And another error. And that brings in a run. Now that's 3 unearned runs here in the inning. So Colin Wolf now will step in. DeBrecht had to charge, but I think he had quite a bit of time there. Just bounced right out of his glove. Second error of the inning. 4 runs coming in this half inning for the Studs. First pitch is inside to the right-hand hitting Wolf. Wolf is 0-2. He's flied out to right and struck out swinging in his last at-bat. 2 out, 1 on. Throws back to first, and they got him picked off. But it's mishandled by Gozo. The throw into second. It's not in time. Nothing going right defensively for the Colt 45s. Hancock was easily picked off as he was fooled on the move. And Gozo just mishandled the catch. So it'll be a stolen base. Now a runner in scoring position again for the Studs, looking to tack on another. The 1-0, that breaking ball is just off the plate as Duarte tried to frame it over the plate. Unable to do so, it's 2-0. Reeves trying to get out of this inning. All four runs thus far will be charged to the starter, Verhees. 2-0 outside, 3-0, but three of them are unearned. It's frustrating as a pitcher, and you throw pitches to get guys out, but defense is making some tough plays. Meinhofer just a mental mistake as this pitch is outside, ball four. Tanner Arrington will step to the plate now. First and second, two down. Berry's in the first three innings did a good job of getting out of trouble, but here in the fourth was unable to do so, had to be taken out and relieved by Reeves. As the Studs chased the Colt 45 starter. The first pitch is a breaking ball down low, 1-0. A pair of errors in this inning. The 1-0. That is outside, 2-0. All of a sudden, Reeves has lost the handle. It's now six straight balls for the left-hander. Tuno. And there's a fastball over for a strike. 2-1. Gathers himself. Takes a deep breath. Quickly steps back onto the mound. Gozo not holding on. Wolf over there at first. Hancock has a pretty good lead at second. DeBrecht is playing deep in the hole up the middle. This pitch is hit on the ground towards first. Day ricochets out the first big bag. Hops in the right field. A base hit. One run's going to score. Around second is Wolf. He'll head to third. And it's now 5-0. Studs here in the fourth inning. And another unearned run comes in.
Your field runner, left fielder, number 3, Henry.
Not often do you see a ball ricochet off the base, but that time it did as Gozo.
Let's help him out, fans.
Chaney now will step in. Right-hander against Reeves. Takes a pitch way outside. Nice shot by Duarte to go over and make the play on that one. As that could have been yet another run. 1-0. Five runs have come across for the Studs. Four of them. As Chaney gets hit in the calf. And that'll load the bases. Budnick now will come in. So meeting at the mound. Trying to calm down Reeves and focus on getting this final out, get back into the dugout and try to get some of these runs back here. Budnick will be the batter with the bases juiced with two downs still. Again, only one earned run in the inning for the Studs, but they've struck for five. Wolf at third, Arrington at second, Chaney at first. The right-hander Budnick now steps in with Kyle Bowe on deck. If the inning does continue, the left-hander is set. He throws. That's a off-speed pitch outside, 1-0. Budnick is 0-2 tonight. Flied out to right, and he reached on that air earlier in this inning when he tried to give himself up. That 1-0 is down low. It's 2-0. But it was unable to be hung on over there at first by Meinhofer for an air. 2-0. Reeves is set. The pitch. That's a strike. Kind of a favorable call there for the 45s. Looked to be just a little bit below the knees. 2-1. Reeves is set. He throws. That's a good changeup, but it's off the plate away. 3-1. Impatience in the Colt 45's dugout. An inning that should have been over long ago by their estimation. The 3-1. This is hit high out towards center field. Pritchard going back. He's got it. He's under it, excuse me, and he makes the catch. And that will end the inning. Five runs come across here in the top of the fourth for the Studs. Again, four of them unearned. But we'll head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Cinerama presents Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 15th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers from some of Northern California's favorite breweries, live music, tasty food, and fun activities. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the gate, and includes your first full beer. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's education programs and exhibitions. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets for Bruise by the Bridge now at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
5-0 here as we head to the bottom of the fourth. The Colt 45 is coming up. Tonight's game is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor offers a houseboating experience that is sure to delight you, your family, and your friends. So make sure you enjoy your summer at Holiday Harbor. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., we'll talk more about this game with Sports Talk with me, Connor Sutton, and we'll talk about some NBA Finals as well as some World Cup. I'll have Dan Anderson join me. So that should be a lot of fun. Again, that's tomorrow at 8 a.m. Gozo now will be coming to the plate. He's 0-for-1 thus far, leading off here in the fourth. He struck out looking in his last at-bat, and the Colt 45s need to get something going here. That first pitch is down low. But umpire kind of hesitated before making that call. Just over an hour and 15 minutes into this contest. It'll be Gozo, Duarte, and then Carlson here in the fourth. That 1-0 is chopped foul. Third base side, 1-1. Four hits in that last inning for the Studs, but the two errors were the big ones. A couple plays that were tough plays. As here's the 1-1. That's wide, and he goes to the backstop, 2-1. Gozo is probably the biggest guy on the team height-wise. Those long legs. Typical for a first baseman, not always. The 2-1 pops this one up. In towards right field. Riker takes a few steps back. He's got it about 20 feet shy of the shorting track. He makes the catch for the first out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Daniel Duarte now will step in.
Duarte
was hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance. He's 0-for-0 so far today. Vito has been pretty good so far. He's only allowed one hit. Two runners have been left on base. Just 42 pitches thus far for the right-hander. As he faces off against the right-handed hitting Duarte. Duarte checks his swing. They're going to peel down a first. He did go, and it's strike one. 0-1. One out, base is empty for the catcher. Pitch, the 0-1. Breaking ball.
right there for a strike. A good pitch. Ended up right at the knees. And that's a very good 0-1 pitch there from Vito. Oh and two, Vito way ahead against Duarte. The pitch, that's in the dirt. 1-2, change up that time. Easy take there for the 45's catcher. Carlson is on deck, who's 0-1. It's pretty evident from Gozo's at bat, who just popped out or flown out, I should say, that anytime he makes contact, it goes a long ways. This 1-2 is not close. It goes to the backstop, 2-2. Because that ball off the bat, it seemed like it was going to be a pop-up out in the shallow right field. However, Riker out and right had to take 5 or 6 steps backwards to make the catch. Sometimes at night, though, that fly ball's out towards right field, they just die. 2-2. Pitch, and swing and a miss. He got him. Third strikeout of the game for Vito. Two out, bases empty for Carlson. Carlson 0-1, as I mentioned. He grounded out to second earlier. Vito working quickly. Looking for a 1-2-3 inning here. First pitch is breaking ball down low. 1-0. I mean, no wind tonight at all. The trees out in right center field completely still. Vito throws the 1-0. That's fastball on the outside half for a strike. 1-1. Starting to cool down. It's not supposed to get all that cooler here tonight. It's supposed to be very hot tomorrow. Right around 100 degrees. It'll be the first time of the year, I believe. The 1-1. That's right there with a fastball at the knees. 1-2. Right down in the zone. And a tough pitch to go after for Carlson. But now he's going to have to here as it's 1-2. Feel bad for our other broadcaster, Bryce Ritchie, who's going to be out here tomorrow night. As he'll be out in this warm weather. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Did he go around? He did not. 2-2. Didn't think he did. He kind of made an offer at it, but quickly held up. Two and two. The pitch. Change up, just fouled away off the glove of Budnick. He couldn't squeeze it. 2-2 again. Vito now over 50 pitches here in the fourth, but again, he has been brilliant thus far. Two-two. That's inside. 3-2. That'll run the count full. Zimmerman would be next if Carlson reaches here with two outs in the fourth. 5-0 our score. The stud scored all 5 in the top half of the fourth inning. The 3-2. That is inside, ball 4. So Carlson works his way back, a good at-bat. 7-pitch at-bat. That'll bring up Zimmerman. Zimmerman, 0-1. He struck out looking last time around. See if the 45s can get something brewing here with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Carlson with pretty good speed at first. Small lead as Vito hardly paying attention to him. The first pitch is chopped up the middle. Wolf towards his left. He's got on the hop on the nice play. The throw across the diamond is. It goes by the first base dugout. And that'll be an error by Hancock. At least I believe it looked to be right at his neckline. I got a fever. The only prescription is more cowbell. Wow, that was a very nice play by Wolf, and then he made a good throw. However, the first baseman Hancock just unable to come away with it. So an error by the first baseman. So now it's first and third with two down. And Galati now will come to the plate. Left-hander steps in. First and third, nobody out. Or two outs, excuse me. The pitch is outside, 1-0. I don't think Zimmerman's going anywhere over there at first. I could be wrong. First error of the game for the Studs. It's Colt 45 trying to get some runs back here in the fourth inning. Idaho comes set, throws. That pitch is right there. Evens the count at 1-1. Good fastball that time. Two out, first and third. The pitch. Breaking ball's up high to Galati at 2-1. Plummer is on deck. Can the Colt 45s get a run back? They need it. It's for J.J. Reeves, who I would imagine would head back out in the fifth. A 2-1. That's a strike on the inside half. Budnick was set up on the outside part of the plate. That pitch ran in, but still across the plate, according to the home plate umpire, evens the count at 2-2. Fido comes set. Big pitch coming. Looking over his shoulder, down the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and that'll end the inning. Fourth strikeout for Vito. He gets out of trouble, first and third with two down, and he comes away with a big, big pitch. We will head to the fifth inning. It's 5-0 Studs. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth inning here from Tiger Field. J.J. Reeves back out for another inning of work. First pitch is up high to the right-handed hitting Kyle Bowe for the Seattle Studs. It's Bowe and then the top of the order, Savage and Banks. As Reeves throws this pitch, it's a ball 2-0. Colt 45s haven't been getting a whole lot of favorable calls behind the plate this evening. 15 balls, 7 strikes for Reeves thus far. That pitch is outside, 3-0. That one not close. And now Reeves way behind here. 3-0 pitch. And it's inside, and it goes to the backstop. Ball 4. That'll bring up Connor Savage. This kind of seems like one of those nights for the Colt 45s. They haven't been completely perfect. Made a couple of errors back in the last inning. The pitchers have had trouble consistently throwing strikes and having control. First pitch breaking ball is over for a strike, 0-1. However, we know how good their offense can be, so they could have a big inning and easily come back into this game. Reeves, the left-hander, deals the 0-1. This is hit off the end of the bat, foul, out of play, 0-2. Savage tonight, 1-for-2. He walked, lined down to second, and a gorgeous bunt down the third baseline that ended up being a single. The left-hander versus left-hander pitch, the 0-2. That's in the dirt. Nice job by Duarte. The runner's on the move, and he's going to get down there with ease. So the wild pitch, a breaking ball that only went about 56 feet. 1-2. That pitch is chopped towards third. Gozo's got it on the hop, steps on the bag, and he looks over towards Bo, but he already was advancing for the first out here in the fifth. So a three unassisted. Bo advances to third. Now an RBI opportunity here for Cody Banks with one out and a runner 90 feet away. Here in the fifth.
Now batting second baseman number 14, Cody Banks.
Cody Banks, 0-for-2 so far. He walked in his first at bat and is grounded out to short twice. 0-for-2. Infield is going to come in here for the Colt 45s. First pitch is in the dirt. Duarte does a nice job of keeping it in front of him. 1-0. Reeves comes set, the 1-0, at inside. Banks has to dance out of the way there, 2-0. The sun is officially set out here as we reach 8:45. And this one goes behind the batter, Banks, and the run is going to come in to score on another wild pitch. Three and oh. So now Banks awaits a 3-0 from Reeves. Base is empty now. The infield does go back. It's outside ball four. And now Landon Riker will come to the plate. One out, one on. Here in the top of the fifth inning, 6-0 Studs. They scored 5 in the fourth and already won here in the fifth. Reeves will throw back towards first as Banks is back safely. Really has turned into a gorgeous night yet again. It's now below 80 degrees or right at 80 degrees. That breaking ball is over for a strike for the first pitch to the right-handed hitting Riker. Riker today, 1-for-2 with an RBI. He's popped out to second, singled back up the middle, and then hit a sacrifice fly last half inning. This one chops slowly towards short. DeBrecht has it on the hops, going to throw the short way to second for one. The throw back to first is not in time, so a fielder's choice for Riker. And 6-4 put out at second. That'll bring up Hancock. Hancock reached on an error in his last at bat. He's 0-for-2 with a walk and RBI and a stolen base. So two out and one on. Reeves, first pitch breaking ball, ends up outside. Hancock thought about it. That lefty versus lefty breaking ball is so tough to pick up. 1-0. in the dirt. 2-0. Nice job by Duarte to keep it close by to hold the runner Riker at first. 2-0. That 2-0 is up high. 3-0. Reeves comes set. They'll throw back to first. Back in plenty of time as Riker easily gets back. Still 3-0. In 37 pitches by Reeves, 25 have been balls. 3-0, that's high and away, ball four. And that will bring up Colin Wolf. Wolf, the right-hander, will step in. One guy is down in the pen. I think someone else is running down there as well for the 45s here in the fifth. Two on, two down. First pitch, breaking ball. That's outside. 1-0. Reeves has not quite been able to locate tonight. Harvey's just giving up the one earned run. He run last half inning. That was technically charged to Reeves. It was also unearned. The 1-0. That's outside. Ball two. And that is six consecutive pitches out of the zone from Reeves. And I don't know if Barrett Fasking has seen enough, and now he's coming out. And I think that's going to do it. And he is not happy. Fasking is right in the face of Reeves. Not happy with his performance thus far. Maybe he's shaking off pitches, or so I haven't been paying attention closely to him shaking off pitches. But Fasking is not happy about something as he marches off the mound. It's 2-0 to Colin Wolf. Riker at second, Hancock at first. Already one run home here in the half inning on a wild pitch. Wolf, the batter in the driver's seat, ahead 2-0. Can pretty much look for his pitch here. The 2-0, that's inside, 3-0. Three and oh, fans are starting to get impatient a little bit with the some of these pitches. That pitch is a strike. It's 3-1. The pitch is outside, ball four. And that will load the bases. Back-to-back walks. Tanner Arrington now will come to the plate. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI. He grounded out to first in the second, line to center, and then singled in the fourth. That first pitch, breaking ball, is a strike, and it's 0-1. Eventually, the studs are going to start sitting on that first pitch breaking ball because he's thrown it about 50% of the time. That 0-1 is in the dirt. It gets by Duarte. And it's going to be a play at the plate. The throw in, it gets by Reeves. It goes towards first. The run comes in to score, and it is 7-0. So all the runners advance. Still 1-1. Duarte has to head back towards the backstop. That would pick up his catcher's mask. Reeves, the left-hander, trying to get out of this inning. 1-1. Breaking ball. Popped up. Foul. And that's back in out of play. 1-2. Reeves ahead in the count against Arrington. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Foul back off the screen. 1-2. The 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. He got him, and that'll finally end the inning. Two earned runs come across for the Studs. They extend the lead to 7-0. 45's coming up in the bottom half of the fifth inning. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
7-0 Seattle Studs as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Plummer will be leading it off for the 45s, trying to get something going as the 45s to this point have had a lot of trouble with the starter Vito, who's still out there. He's just thrown 60 pitches, just one hit so far. 45s have left four runners on base. 11 runners have been left on base for the Studs. Tonight's game is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor offers this houseboating experience that is sure to delight you, your family, and your guests. Vito's first pitch to the right-hander, Plummer, is swung on and chopped slowly towards third. It's going to be a tough play. Vito goes over to the line. He's going to glove it, throw over to first. It's not in time. An infield single for Plummer, and now he appeared to either pull a hamstring or something. And he's having some trouble over there. As now a couple of the coaches are going to go over and take a look at it there. That did not look good. I didn't see exactly where it happened. All I know is after he hit first base, he started limping immediately. It'll be an infield single. And that'll bring up Mickey Meinhofer. So we'll see if Plummer will stay in. And it looks like he's stretching over there, but let's see. But Baskin is looking back towards the dugout, and now Wilson Kessel is going to be summoned to run for Plummer. Kessel, who doesn't pinch run very often because he doesn't have great speed. And so Plummer is done. At least for the moment. We'll see if he stays out as they're going to send him to the dugout and work on him here. He limps.
Wilson Kessel!
Back to the dugout.
Your second baseman. Number 7.
Mickey Meinhofer.
Meinhofer!
Meinhofer steps in, the right-handed hitter. 7-0 Studs. The first pitch is swung and foul back towards the bus, and it ricochets right off of the Seattle Studs charter bus. Oh and one. Vito comes set. He waits. Here is the 0-1. That's right there. 0-2. Vito with good velocity on that fastball. Looks like he's building here as he had a long break the last, really the last two half innings he's had long breaks in the dugout. 0-2. Kessel the runner at first. Pinch ran for Plummer. The 0-2. Fisted back towards second. Banks is going to charge. He can't get it on the glove. The throw to first. It is not in time. And that's going to be, at least, I believe it's going to be an error. It is. Bobbled the ball. And now it's first and second. Nobody out for the top of the order. And a golden chance for the 45s here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And so Pritchard will step to the plate as Vito and Budnick will have a quick chat here before this batter. We'll see if Pritchard is going to swing away here or a bunt. I mean, you're down 7, so it doesn't seem like it would be something you would want to do. Those two runs really don't matter unless you get a couple more. As he looks like he's going to swing away, Sabisman, the third base coach, gave the sign, so we'll see here. And he's going to swing away. The first pitch is outside with a fastball, 1-0. Good opportunity for Pritchard and the 45s to get a couple runs back, at least here in the fifth. Got to start chipping away that 7-run lead, get some momentum back. Vito has been a tough nut to crack. This pitch is popped up, foul, backing out of play. Both of the batters on base reached on infield hits. One was a hit, the other was an error. So it's not like Vito's getting hit hard. His Pritchard is 0-2. He's lined out and flied out, both to center field. Oh, 0-2. Flying out to his counterpart, Savage, in center. First and second, nobody out. 7-0. The 1-1. That is outside. 2-1. Good eye there from Pritchard. DeBrecht is on deck. Two and one. Vito comes set at the belt. Looks back at second. Kessel with a pretty good lead. As the lead runner, the 2-1. Chopped foul. 2-2. A little bit out in front of the... Looked like I was a changeup. Just got a piece. Pritchard has gotten good wood on both his first two at-bats. Just has nothing to show for it thus far. With such a large center field, it looks like Savage is playing shallow. This pitch is lined out towards center field. Savage is right on it. He makes the catch. Three consecutive outs by Pritchard to center. That ball was hit hard, but, I mean, right at Savage, who didn't even have to move to make that catch. It's the first out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now the infield's going to come together here, and the pitching coach for the Studs is going to come out. They have someone ready down in the pen. He's only at 69 pitches. But it looks like they're going to take a look and see if they, and I think he's going to be summoned. Let's see here. One out, two on. DeBrecht is coming up. It'll be Gozo. DeBrecht tonight, 1-for-2, singled to center, then lined out to center. They're gonna leave him out there. So Vito has been very good thus far, as yet to allow a run.
Your shortstop, number 11, Lorenzo DeBrecht.
DeBrecht, the right-hander, now steps in. Good spot here for the 45s. Pritchard, who's just hitting the ball hard. Just has nothing to show for it thus far. He's 0 for 3. It's DeBrecht now. We'll try to pick him up. One out, two on. Vito comes set, throws. That's inside. He bluffs a throw back to second. Kessel didn't seem too spooked by it. Still has a pretty good lead out there. 1-0. Vito and now the shortstop Wolf are going to come talk about the signs at second base. I think Wolf thinks they might have been able to pick off Kessel earlier. We're now past 9 o'clock here on a Friday night. One and oh. The pitch. This is popped up. First base side. That'll get back and out of play. One and one. Some of the crowd has kind of started to go home here because of the 7-0 deficit. But still a lot of 45s fans here at the ballpark. This 1-1 has popped up out on the infield. It'll be an infield fly. Banks, however, is going to make the play. And that'll bring up Jake Gozo.
Now batting for your 45, your first baseman, number 13, Jake Gozo.
Gozo now tonight is 0 for 2, struck out looking and flied out towards right field. Kessel is the runner at second. Meinhofer is at first. Still 7-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's definitely starting to cool down here just a little bit. The lights are out. We're officially in night baseball. The first pitch is swung on a miss, a big breaking ball. He went after it and came up empty, 0-1. Vito looking in for a sign from the catcher, Budnick. Come set. Oh, one is in the dirt, 1-1. Good stop there behind the plate from Budnick. Picking that one with a glove without having to block it. Nicely done. 1-1. Tomorrow night, 7:15, these two teams will be back at it for game two of this three-game series. The 1-1, breaking ball, that's inside 2-1. And then Sunday night, tomorrow, that's a 7:15 first pitch, pregame at 7:05. Sunday night, the finale, 6:15, with pregame show starting at 6:05. 2-1, Vito throws, that's down low, they're going to throw back to first. Nice job by Hancock to lay out and stop it from going into right field. 3-1. Check that. It's 2-1. 2-2, excuse me. That pitch was real to strike. I'm kind of shocked by that. It looked to be off the plate away to the right-hander Gozo, but it's 2-2. Vito trying to get out of danger here and leave two more runners on base. For the 45s, the 2-2 pitch in the dirt. Budnick again with a great block behind the dish. 3-2 now. And, of course, Kessel and Meinhofer, the base runners, will be on the move on the pitch. And this is where you got to be careful as a base runner because a lot of times in this situation, the pitcher will pick off, trying to keep the runners honest. 3-2. The runners both go. The pitch, this is popped up, straight up. It's going to be right near the net, and I think this one is going to stay in play. And Budnick makes the catch. And that will end the inning. Two runners left on for the Colt 45s, but they go down scoreless yet again. We'll head to the sixth inning. It's 7-0. The Seattle Studs on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
6-8-1-2-8.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. New pitcher for the Colt 45s here in the sixth inning. It is Eppenbach. Andrew Eppenbach for the 45s, another right-hander. He will be back out to get some work in against the studs. Eppenbach, the right-hander, is going to be facing the 7th, 8th placed hitter. Eppenbach making his first appearance of the year for the Colt 45s. Chaney will lead it off. A lot of good stuff going on at the ballpark here tonight. Human Huvain night. With a lot of dogs in the building. Tonight's game, remember, is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor offers a houseboating experience that is sure to delight you, your family, and your guests.
That's all, folks. Thank you.
Chaney will lead it off. The right-handed hitter will step in against the lefty, Andrew Eppenbach. See if Eppenbach can start off strong. First pitch is a strike. He's trying to get some work in here. They make these studs batters get the bat off their shoulders. He's been walking a lot tonight. That 0-1 is a strike, 0-2. So Chaney's down 0-2 after seeing two pitches from Eppenbach, both looking. Budnick is on deck, and then followed by Kyle Bowe. Leading off here in the sixth inning. Right-hander comes set. Throws. 0-2, swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Three pitches and sets him down. And with one out now here in the sixth inning, Budnick will step to the plate.
And that pitcher is number 18, Andrew Eppenbach.
Budnick now, who is 0-for-3 thus far, flied out to right, reached base on an error, and flied out to center. He did score a run. Batted twice back in that fourth inning on a five-run fourth inning. First pitch is outside, 1-0. Be interesting to see if Plummer makes his way back in the game. As Kessel pinch ran for him, but he appeared to be in pretty good shape as he walked to dugout. That 1-0 is a strike. It's 1-1. Good fastball there at the knees.
And the last batter was Henry Chaney, your beer batter. All beer will be $1 off the rest of the inning. Thank you, Henry.
1-1. The pitch. That is swung on a miss. Good breaking ball. And so far, Ebenbach looking solid out of the pin. He's been locating the fastball already just on six pitches, however, but in mixing it up with a couple off-speed pitches, that was a good curveball there. Way ahead now, 1-2. Budnick, the right-hander, the 1-2. That's outside with a changeup, 2-2.
You to sign up for the water balloon toss. Report behind the home team dugout now, please. Water balloon toss. Thank you.
2-2. One out, nobody on here in the sixth inning. 7-0 studs, and they've done so on just five hits. That 2-2. Ooh, ring him up, strike three. Good breaking ball, froze him for the second out, and a pair of strikeouts to begin the ball game for Ebenbach out of the pen. That'll bring up Kyle Bowe. Two outs, bases empty. Bowe today, 1-for-1. He's doubled and brought in two runs. He's also walked twice. The right-hander now will face Ebenbach with the bases empty. Connor Savage would be next if Bo can reach. First pitch is a fastball down low, 1-1. Wind's starting to pick up just a tad here as we stretch past 9 p.m. The 1-0. That's change up in the dirt, 2-0. Haven't seen even too many foul balls getting near callers. I think we've only seen a couple, three or four. This hasn't been a whole lot of contact because of the lack of strikes from really both pitchers. 2-0. That's fouled straight back off the net. And a flurry of mosquitoes or gnats who were sitting on that net come flying into the air. 2-1. Line score, 7 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, 11 runners left on base for the studs. No runs, 2 hits, 2 errors, 6 left on for the Colt 45. The 2-1 is his line towards second. One hop to Meinhoffer. He's got it on the hop. Backhand to first in time for the second out. Nice play there by Meinhoffer, or the third out, excuse me. And that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Ebenbach out of the bullpen. And the 45s will be coming up in the bottom half of the sixth inning. It's 7-0 studs here on KCNR 1460.
NorCal Veterans Historical Association presents the third annual Military History and Combat Vehicle Show, June 23rd and 24th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It happens 1 mile south of Wind River Casino on Highway 273 at Old Sky Ranch Airport. Come see military combat vehicle displays, visit vendor booths, demonstrations, tanks, weapon carriers, jeeps, transport trucks, and much more. In addition, you'll see living military history displays, static displays, a large collection of Civil War, World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam small arms displays, plus military radio and tent displays. Don't miss this historical event featuring great food and drinks. If you're a collector or military vehicle owner, your participation is free. Admission for the general public is just $3. Kids 12 and under are free. Plus, veterans are free, and parking is free. It's all at the third annual Military History and Combat Vehicle Show, June 23rd and 24th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., 1 mile south of Wind River Casino on Highway 273 at Old Sky Ranch Airport.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, we welcome you back here inside the broadcast booth. Connor Sutton here with you throughout this one. New pitcher for the studs. As it'll be five innings complete from the starter, Vito, who did not give up a run. But it is the new pitcher, number 21, Ross Humes. As coming up for the 45s will be Duarte. Tonight's game is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor offers a houseboating experience that is sure to delight you, your family, and your guests. So head out to Holiday Harbor for a wonderful stay this summer at Lake Shasta.
Duarte
now to the plate. 0 for 1, hit by pitch in the first inning, and then struck out in the fourth. He'll try to lead it off against the left-hander Humes. Humes with a big windup, little three-quarter release action. That pitch is not close as it goes off the glove of Budnick into the backstop. 1-0. And windup by Humes. He brings the glove way up behind his head, then a high leg kick. And the pitch. That's a strike on the inside half. Kind of a funky delivery. But if it works for you, it works for you. 1-1. And the pitch is a changeup in the dirt, 2-1. Duarte, Carlson, and then Zimmerman here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Humes, the left-hander, winds and throws. That's inside ball three, 3-1. Duarte can be a little patient here and picky on this 3-1 pitch. Humes throws. And that's up and away. And that's ball four. So Duarte will reach here in the sixth to lead off. And that's exactly what the Colt 45s needed, is get some momentum back into their favor. Eric Carlson now steps in. Carlson's 0 for 1. He's walked and grounded out to second. Infield now goes double play depth. Outfield straight away for the right-hand hitting Carlson. Colt 45s want to get something going here in the sixth. That pitch is down low, 1-0. Like a changeup that time. Carlson hit one softly to second when he grounded out. It was chopped to 1-0. That's in first strike on the inside part of the plate. 0-1-1. And in the sixth inning here, it's Colt 45s. If they want to have a chance to come back into this game, they got to start chipping away. And it starts here in the sixth. Humes and Budnick are not on the same page, so Budnick's going to run out and talk to his left-hander. Quick word. Now Budnick hustles back beyond the plate. We're above 2 hours of game time here in historic Tiger Field. Hadn't been a whole lot to cheer about tonight for the 45s fans. 1-1. That's inside for a ball, 2-1. Hume's a little frustrated with that call. Steps in. Duarte's not going anywhere over there at first. Humes looking directly at him. The big leg kick, throws. It's a changeup. He checked his swing. Did he go around? He did not. That was close. Carlson almost swung at ball three. It's 3-1. Carlson. Again, can look something fast. The 3-1, that is up high. Wow, ball four, that looked pretty good from here. But back-to-back walks to lead off the sixth inning for the Colt 45s, and now that'll bring up Zimmerman.
Your left fielder, number 22, Kobe.
Zimmerman will step to the plate. Humes has a quick word with the shortstop, Wolf. Just, hey, calm down. No need to throw perfect pitches here. Just settle in. First and second, nobody out here in the sixth. Golden opportunity for Zimmerman. Galati's on deck, and then Kessel, who is appearing going to stay in the game as a designated hitter. His first pitch is up and away, 1-0. Bullpen is active for the studs. Anthony Brady, the right-hander, is down in the pen. 1-0. Change up, or that might have been a breaking ball. Over for a strike. It's 1-1. Just dropped it right at the knees. 1-1. The 1-1. Another breaking ball. That's over for a strike. It's 1-2. Back-to-back soft stuff. And it had Zimmerman out on his front foot. It's 1-2. Duarte with average speed at second. Carlson with good speed at first. Humes comes set, takes a look to Duarte back to second. The high leg kick throws. That changeup's in the dirt. 2-2. Yeah. 14 pitches for Humes thus far. 10 of them have been out of the zone. 2-2. The pitch. Up and away. 3-2. That fastball was high. Trying to rein it in, and now Humes is a ball away from walking three consecutive batters. Big pitch right here. Probably the biggest pitch of Colt 45's offensive innings. This one's hit slowly on the ground towards second. Banks charges. He's going to have to go to first. It is just in time. It was hit too softly to go for the double play, so the runners will advance as Zimmerman was just out on the play, and that'll bring up Anthony Galati.
Anthony Galati.
And Zimmerman just came over and was telling Wilson Kessel, who's on deck, saying he's going to throw a lot of breaking pitches. Galati, left-hander, will step in. Lefty versus lefty action. Second and third, one out. First pitch is changeup up high, 1-0. Might have been a breaking ball. Tough to see the release point from this angle, especially with that three-quarter release point. And that's a ball, 2-0. It was the 45s earlier in the game who were struggling to throw strikes, and now Humes, who's coming on to relief here in the sixth, has walked two batters. He's gotten behind all four he's faced. The 2-0. Chops slowly back towards the mound. Humes gloves it, looks towards third, throws over to first, and that is the second out. And that's not what you want to do on a 2-0 pitch. So Wilson Kessel now will step in.
Number 16, Wilson Kessel.
I'm curious to see if that bat was broken. It doesn't sound like it is. Wilson Kessel now will step in his first plate appearance of the night, trying to get the Colt 45s on the board here in the sixth inning. First pitch is up high for ball one. There have been 12 walks in the game thus far. 9 to the studs batters, just 3 to the Colt 45s. 1-0. Kessel takes changeup for a strike inside part of the plate, 1-1. Meinhoff for the ninth place hitter would be next. On the top of the order, if they can keep it alive here with two down, the 1-1. That's also a strike. Kessel wasn't happy with the call, but it's 1-2. Humes a pitch away from working around the first two walks. The 1-2. Breaking balls, swung on a miss. Kessel lost his bat, but that will end the inning. Two left for the Colt 45s. They've now left 8 runners on base throughout this one. We will head to the seventh inning. It's 7-0 studs on KCNR 1460.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com.
at ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Holiday Harbor on Shasta Lake has it all for your summer fun. Great deals on the best boats, from full-size houseboats to patio boats, fishing boats, wakeboards, paddleboards, jet skis, and pool toys. Shasta Lake has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat lakes in the nation. And Holiday Harbor has the best service, according to customers who come back year after year. They feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. Holiday Harbor, exit 695, or go to lakeshasta.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the seventh inning coming up. Eppenbach back out there for a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Eppenbach will be facing the 1-2-3 batters. It'll be Connor Savage leading it off for the Seattle Studs. The Studs tonight, they've scored 7 runs on 5 hits, but have left 11 runners on base, just 2 errors that have affected this game quite a bit. Savage will come to the plate. It'll be his 5th plate appearance of the night. He's 1-for-3. He's walked, lined out to second, reached on a bunt, and grounded out to first. Left-hander will step in now. Banks is on deck. Eppenbach, who was in a groove last inning, let's see if he can continue here in the 7th. First pitch is inside, 1-0. Base is empty here, leading off the 7th inning. The 1-0 is breaking ball in there for a strike. 1-1. The 1-1, hit on the ground towards third. To his left is Carlson. He's got it. The throw across the diamond is not in time. The throw pulled off Gozo, and it's going to be ruled an error. It seemed like Gozo probably could have stretched to make that play. It was quickly ruled an error by the official scorekeeper. Third error of the game for the Colt 45s. So Savage is on at first. Now to Banks. First pitch is outside. It's like an off-speed pitch there. All 1-0. Banks is 0-for-2. He's walked twice and grounded out to short twice. Infield double play depth. The 1-0, that's right there with the hard stuff. 1-1. Eppenbach popping the glove pretty good here in the 7th inning. He is only 17 pitches into his outing, however, but good velocity on that fastball. 1-1. Change up. Looked like a breaking ball, one of those two. It's tough to see from this angle again, but it's a strike. 1-2. Banks checked his swing, but did not go around. Still ruled a strike regardless. Savage on it first. See if Eppenbach can roll a double play ball here. 1-2. That's in the dirt. Nice play from Duarte from behind the plate to get in front of that one and keep it close. 2-2. Weather has not been a factor tonight. It's been a gorgeous evening. Little to no wind. We've had a couple gusts, but other than that, it has been pretty much dead. 2-2. Fouled straight back. This is headed right towards the vehicles. And I think I missed the car. So 3-2. Check that. 2-2. I'm sure. One on, nobody out. Reach on an error by the third baseman. The 2-2 pitch is popped back and off the screen. Still 2-2. Sixth pitch of the at-bat is coming up against the right-hander Banks. Evan Bach comes set, peeks over his shoulder to Savage, now throws. His breaking balls hit out towards right center field. Pritchard's on the move towards his left. He comes in and makes the catch on the run for the first out. Savage will hold it first. So one out, now steps in Riker. Landon Riker tonight is 1-for-3. With a run scored, he's popped out the second single up the middle, a sacrifice fly and a fielder's choice. Infield not really in double play depth as DeBrecht is playing way over in the hole. First pitch is swung on and missed as he blew it by Riker. Riker had a big cut at that first pitch fastball. Carlson hugging the line a little bit at third. Gozo holding on Savage at first base. Evan Bach comes set. Throws, change up high. Riker started to go after it and then held up. 1-1. Evan Bach. So we pitched number 25 thus far here in his second inning of work. The 1-1. Changeup swung on a miss. 1-2. He had Riker out in front. Hancock is on deck. He was hitless tonight, but does have an RBI. One, two. That's outside in the dirt, 2-2. Two and two. Evan Bach takes a breather, steps off the bag, or off the mound, excuse me, and takes a look. Bearing down. Gets his sign from the catcher, Duarte, now throws the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball's chopped towards third. Carlson has it on the hop. He's going to go the short way to second. It is just in time for the second out. Savage slid really early on that. Looked like he probably could have made it if he slid a little bit later. But it's a fielder's choice. Hancock now will step in. Two out, one on. It's Riker on at first. Left-hander steps to the plate, 0-for-2 so far, as I mentioned, but he has walked twice and scored. He also drove in a run. 0-2, that's just got a piece. He fouls it back. It's 0-1. Barrick Fasking a number of times tonight, one of the managers for the Colt 45s, has been jumping on the foul balls hit towards the third-base dugout, in between the plate and third-base dugout. He's a couple times hustled down there to pick up the ball at 0-1, right on the outside half, 0-2. Two out, one on. It's Riker on at first. 7-0. Studs here in the seventh inning. Evan Bach trying to complete his second inning of work, the 0-2. That's up and in. Hancock had to get out of the way there, 1-2. And slowly starting to trickle out of the seats here. One, two. Bring him up, strike three. One left on, one error in the inning, but Evan Bach has been brilliant in his two innings of work. We will head to the bottom of the seventh inning when we come back. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms good guys at Bastiani Arms, our real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Lane Pritchard will come to the plate after a ground out by Meinhofer. Left-hander steps in, 7-0, studs. This pitch is fouled back and out of play. 0-1. The 0-1 is fouled back off the catcher. 0-2. Brady is the new pitcher who was up down in the pen in the last half inning. The 0-2. This is hit out towards left field. Going to be a tough play. Chaney going towards the line on the move. He makes the catch on the run. And Pritchard just can't catch a break tonight. That's his fourth time flying out, and all of them have been hit pretty well.
Your shortstop, number 11, Lorenzo.
Lorenzo Dobrec steps in. Two out, bases empty. Brady off to a very good start for the Studs. Remember, tomorrow night, these two teams will be back at it in game 2 of the series. That'll be 7:15, the 7:05 pregame for that. And then Sunday, 6:15 at the finales. This first pitch is inside 1-0. Tomorrow we'll talk more about this game on Sports Talk. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., join us for that. We'll talk about some NBA playoffs. We'll talk about a couple different things. World Cup, that 1-0 is for a strike, 1-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor offers a houseboating experience that is sure to delight you, your family, and your guests at Holiday Harbor. The 1-1 is, wow, a strike. I look to be down low, but it's 1-2. Gozo is on deck. But DeBrecht would have to reach here. 1-2. Brady working quickly here in the seventh. The 1-2. Chops slowly towards third, but foul. That'll get near the third base dugout. Just two hits tonight for the Colt 45s. One and two still. Brady throws. That's outside. Ball two. 2-2. DeBrecht, who's 1-for-3 thus far, looking for his second hit of the game. Came into this game as the leading hitter for the Colt 45s. 2-2. That is strike three called, and that will end the inning. The 45s go down looking, that's DeBrecht who went down looking, and that will end the seventh inning. The 45s go down in order. We will head to the eighth inning. It's still 7-0 Seattle Studs here on KCNR 1460.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated. Not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Connor said here on the call. Top of the eighth inning, 7-0 the Studs with the lead, and they've been in control throughout. 5 runs in the fourth inning, 2 runs in the fifth, and the 45s have been held at bay throughout this contest. Wolf will lead off here in the eighth inning against Eppenbach, who's back out for inning number 3. First pitch is swung on and fouled back. Ooh, that's headed towards the parking lot. However, it's a little emptier than it has been as it splits a few cars. 0-1. Right-hander Wolf facing another right-hander, Eppenbach. The 0-1. This is hit out towards right field, and that's going to drop down in front of Galati, a base hit. Wolf with his first hit of the night. And that'll bring up Arrington. Tanner Arrington is 1-for-4 with an RBI. Just 6 hits in the game for the Studs with 7 runs. They don't have a batter who has more than 1 hit. 7-0 here in the eighth inning. This pitch is in the dirt. It's going to get to the backstop, and easily going down to second is Wolf. One and oh. Evan Bach has been pretty good so far. 1-0. Wolf down at second now. In scoring position with nobody out after the leadoff single in the wild pitch. 1-0, swing and a miss. Arrington went after the fastball and swung right through it. Reminder, fans, tonight's game is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor offers a houseboating experience that is sure to delight you, your family, and your guests. 1-1 is in the dirt. It gets by Duarte, and again, we'll have a wild pitch. 2-1. Duarte, who is usually so good behind the plate tonight, appears to be just a little worn out. That pitch was tough to handle, though. Had to slide over and then try to get a glove on it, and it ricocheted off his glove to the backstop. 2-1. Arrington with an RBI opportunity with the infield back. All he's got to do is put one on the ground here, or a relatively deep fly ball. Rick Pritchard, who's got a great arm in center, so he's probably not the guy that the Studs will try and score on here. The pitch is over. It's 2-2. Chaney is on deck. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Foul tip, but it's caught by Duarte. And the strikeout for Eppenbach. And that will bring up Henry Chaney. Chaney, the right-hander, steps in. He's 1-for-2 with a run scored. He's struck out and been hit by a pitch twice. He's also singled. One out, a runner on third. Right-hander versus right-hander. This pitch is outside with a fastball, 1-0. If the score continues, this would be the first time the 45s have scored less than four runs all year. 1-0, and good breaking ball. It got Chaney to go around.
Last call for the 50-50 raffle, and all those funds go to the security of South City Park.
1-1. Eppenbach set and throws. This one's head out towards right center field. It's going to be a tough play. Galati on the run. He will get there to make the catch. Tagging from third is Wolf. He will score without a throw. And it is 8-0 Studs here in the eighth inning. A sacrifice fly for Chaney in his first RBI of the evening. Tate Budnick now with two outs and nobody on. As Eppenbach looks to end this inning in a hurry. Slowly close in on 10 o'clock and 3 hours game time here. I imagine we'll probably get there. Eppenbach, who's been working from the stretch, even with runners not on base, throws. That pitch is in the dirt, and Duarte had to try and make a stop on it, was unable to. Duarte's had his hands full tonight. He's had to try and stay in front of a lot of pitches that have been wild or in the dirt. Wilson Kessel, who also catches. We'll see if Duarte gets the day off either tomorrow or Sunday. 1-0. The pitch. That's high and gets to the backstop. 2-0. Eppenbach kind of shaking his head at himself, a little frustrated there. Wipes his sweat off with his sleeve and now is takes a deep breath, steps back on the mound. 2-0. Budnick is 0-for-4 tonight. Looking for his first hit. He's one of two starters to not record a hit this far for the Studs. 2-0. Change up down low. Almost got Budnick to go after him, but it's 3-0. The 3-0. Eppenbach just misses down and away. Ball four. And that'll bring Kyle Bo to the plate. The ninth place hitter. Bo is 1-for-2. He's got a pair of RBIs and a double back in the fourth inning. Other than that, he's walked twice and grounded out to second. Budnick on at first here with two down in the eighth inning. 8-0 Studs. First pitch is right there to Bo, taken for a strike. Looked like Bo had the take sign on there. Oh and one. And so one's in the dirt. It's going to get by Duarte enough, and Budnick's going to head down to second. And another wild pitch. One and one. Budnick in scoring position at second base. Eppenbach, the pitcher, comes set. One and one. It's up high with a fastball, 2-1. Connor Savage is on deck if Bo somehow reaches here. Bring up the top of the order. 2-1. Fouled back and out of play. Headed towards the bus again. It just clears it. 2-2. In the bottom of the eighth inning for the 45s, we'll have their 3-4-5 batters coming up. However, tonight, they are hitless. The only two batters with hits is Lorenzo Debrecht and Plummer. And Plummer was an infield hit that he pulled a hamstring on. Had to come out of the game. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. That will end the inning. One run comes in for the Studs here in the eighth inning. They extend their lead to 8-0. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Anthony Brady back out for the bottom of the eighth inning. The 45s looking to scratch together their first run of the game here in the bottom of the eighth. Just two hits thus far for the 45s. As the third place hitter, Jake Gozo, will come to the plate. Followed by Duarte and then Eric Carlson. We'll see if the heart of the order here for the 45s can get something going. Brady, who threw very well in his last half inning. Back out for inning number two of his outing. The right-hander's first pitch is right there to Gozo. It's a strike 0-1. It's one thing Brady apparently is not scared to do is throw first pitch strikes. He has done it to all four batters he's faced thus far. 0-1. Breaking ball up high. Check, that was a fastball. Again, a sidearm action for Brady, so it's hard to tell out of the hand. What kind of pitch he's throwing? 1-1. That's a fastball. Chopped towards third, but foul. 1-2. Colt 45s tonight haven't hit a whole lot of hard hit balls. Pritchard has hit a couple, but other than that, it hasn't been many. 1-2. One, two is fouled back off the screen. That was a breaking ball on the outside corner. Gozo did a good job of staying alive by fouling it back. Gozo tonight is 0-for-3. He struck out looking, flied out to right, and popped out to the catcher. 1-2. Brady set and throws. Chopped towards third again. Charging his bow. He's got it on the run. He throws to first. He one hops, but it's not picked out of the dirt by Hancock. And I believe that's going to be an error. It is. That is the sixth error of the game.
Your catcher, number 5, Daniel
Duarte, now will come to the plate. So it will be ruled an error. And again, it's the sixth error of the game combined by both teams, 3 apiece. Hasn't been the cleanest game played defensively. These studs have a pitcher down in the bullpen. It's Merle Kennedy, the right-hander, getting heated up. His first pitch is right there for a strike. It's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch is fastball down low, 1-1. One one is outside, 2-1. Again, tomorrow night it's going to be pretty hot out here, I think. Supposed to reach 100 for the first time of the year. 2-1, swung on and fouled back, 2-2.
We have a David Allen Felzer in the house. David Allen Felzer.
Runner on first, nobody out. Carlson is on deck. Duarte's 0-for-1. He's been hit by a pitch, walked, and struck out swinging. This 2-2 is down low, 3-2. Brady comes set, peeks over the runner at first, now throws. This is hit towards right, but foul. Slice back into foul territory. That was hit pretty hard there by Duarte. Good fastball there from Brady. And it remained 3-2. The 3-2. Chopped foul. Staying alive. The catcher Duarte is. It's still 3-2. Seventh pitch of the at-bat is coming up. Three, two is lined into right field, a base hit. And now it's first and second and nobody out here in the eighth inning. And finally, something going for the Colt 45s. An error and then it hit. And now it's two on, nobody out. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Our mission is to provide safe and exciting vacations on Lake Shasta so our guests can enjoy the serenity of the surrounding beauty in Northern California. Eric Carlson now, the third baseman, who is 0 for 1. He's walked twice, grounded out to second.
Number 9, Eric Carlson.
Colt 45 tonight have left 8 runners on base. And this is a big spot now for Carlson to try and get some runs on the board here. First pitch is inside of the right-hander. Brady misses. 1-0. Not great speed at second with Gozo. Duarte right about even. Wind is blowing softly out towards right field. That's right there for a strike, 1-1. Outfield straight away. Chaney is the deepest in left field. Savage in center, playing pretty shallow. Although maybe it just seems like that just because center field goes forever out there. It says 406 straight away, but a very big center field here at Tiger Field. The 1-1, that's down low, the fastball, 2-1. Budnick tried to trick the home plate umpire and rule that one a strike with a nice little frame. But the home plate umpire was not fooled. 2-1. Brady comes set. He's ready at the belt, the 2-1. And it runs in, and it got Carlson. And that'll load the bases. That'll bring up Zimmerman. Kobe Zimmerman now will have a great RBI opportunity. And in a spot where it's really just make sure your next teammate hits because you want to try and reach any way you can. It doesn't matter at this point. You're down 8. You'll take runners on base and runs any way you can get them. An error, a hit, and a hit by pitch. That's how the three runners on base have reached. First pitch to the right-hander, Zimmerman, is down low, 1-0. Gozo at third, Duarte at second, Carlson at first. Outfield is taking a few steps back, trying to avoid extra bases here, which would more likely than not score three runs. 1-0. That is just inside, 2-0. Zimmerman in a very good spot here. Tuno. Brady takes a deep breath. And is set and ready. 2-0. Swing and a miss. It goes by to the backstop, but right back to the catcher, Budnick. Nobody's allowed to go anywhere. Two and one. Zimmerman is tonight. He's 0 for 3. He struck out looking, reached base on an error, and then grounded out to second. Colt 45 is looking for their first run of the game here in the bottom of the eighth inning, trailing 8-0 here in the opener of this three-game series. The 2-1. That's a strike. Fastball at the knees, 2-2. And now Zimmerman was ahead 2-0. Now it's even at 2-2. Brady taking his time as he gets back on the bump. Looks in on Budnick. Gets the signs. Comes set at the belt. The 2-2 pitch. And it's a breaking ball outside. 3-2. And the Colt 45s will take a ball here. Doesn't matter here. You just want to get runs in and get more runners on base. The 3-2 from Brady. on its way. It is hit on the ground towards first, but just foul. Still 3-2. Everybody has to head back as Carlson and Duarte were on first and second. Took a long way to get back towards their respective bags as they were already looking to go at least two bases. 3-2. Count is still full. Brady's set. He's ready and fires. This is ring him up, strike three. That pitch looked to be low. And some of these fans do not like it. That'll bring up Galati. One out, bases loaded. That did look to be just a little bit low. But if you're Zimmerman, you got to be protecting the plate there. He's going to have an 0-for-4 night. Just the 45s have been unable to break through here throughout this evening. Galati now. First pitch is a strike. Fastball outside part of the plate. 0-1. Galati and then Wilson Kessel. Infield double play depth. Outfield playing straight away. Against the left-hander Galati, who is 0-for-3 so far tonight. 0-1. And it's down low. Budnick again tried to frame that one. Glad he struck out twice and grounded out to the pitcher. The 1-1 on its way. That's low and away, 2-1. Brady's pretty much sticking exclusively with fastballs here. Hasn't been able to locate much else in the last few batters. Galati trying to bring in the first run of the game for the 45s. They left 8 runners on base tonight, the 2-1. And that's a strike, 2-2. Double play would get Brady out of this inning. Bases loaded, one out in the eighth. 2-2. Inside, and run it full, 3-2. Wilson Kessel, as I mentioned, is on deck. Trying to continue this inning. It's been a very slow night for just everything. Nothing's really transpired quickly at all. Pitchers are taking their time in between pitches. 3-2. That's inside, ball four. And that'll bring home the first run of the game. And you hear this crowd rejoiced as they have been waiting for that for quite a while. And so it's 8-1, and now I believe we are going to have a new pitcher. And we'll see here. He's out to talk to him. I think he's going to leave him out there. That pitch was just inside. So the bases will be loaded again for Wilson Kessel. And, well, it appears that if you're the 45s, this is the spot you want to be in. You want to get at least 5 or 6 runs. And we are, I believe, going to have a new pitcher. We are. So we will take a break. We'll find out who the new pitcher is when we come back. So they are going to get a new pitcher. It is 8-1, bases loaded. with Wilson Kessel coming to the plate, new pitcher for the Studs. We'll find out who it is after the break here on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Holiday Harbor on Shasta Lake has it all for your summer fun. Great deals on the best boats, from full-size houseboats to patio boats, fishing boats, wakeboards, paddleboards, jet skis, and pool toys. Shasta Lake has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat lakes in the nation. And Holiday Harbor has the best service, according to customers who come back year after year. They feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. Holiday Harbor, exit 695, or go to lakeshasta.com.
Sinorama presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 15th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers from some of Northern California's favorite breweries, live music, tasty food, and fun activities. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the gate, and includes your first full beer. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's education programs and exhibitions. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets for Brews by the Bridge now at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Wilson Kessel coming to the plate here, the designated hitter, with the bases loaded and one out here in the eighth inning. It's 8-1. 45's just brought in their first run of the game after leaving eight runners on base throughout. New pitcher is Merle Kennedy, as the big, big right-hander comes set at the belt. And throws here the first pitch to Wilson Kessel. This swung on a miss. That was an off-speed pitch. It's 0-1. Duarte at third, Carlson at second, Galati at first. The 0-1. Here it comes. That's up high. 1-1, excuse me. Tonight's game is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor offers a houseboating experience that is sure to delight you, your family, and your guests. I'm telling you, it is going to be such a good summer to go houseboating. Here is the 1-1. That's down low. You definitely are going to want to head on over to Holiday Harbor because their houseboats are some of the cleanest on the lake, that's for sure, and they have great prices on other rentals. You can get a rental boat, jet ski. 2-1. Carlson's got a huge lead at second. The 2-1, swung on a miss. Kessel took a huge cut at that one, trying to put that one into left field bleachers, but he swung and missed. It's 2-2. Meinhofer is on deck. Two-two. Kennedy comes set. Rocks and fires. Change up. Ooh, that was close. But rule the ball. The Studs dugout thought that was strike three. Three and two. Kessel's 0-for-1 tonight. He struck out swinging in his last at bat. The 3-2 is fouled back. So it'll remain 3-2. probably about 100 people still left in the stands after at first pitch, or really right around the second inning when it was at not max capacity, but pretty close, was probably around 300 to 400 people. I'm not sure what the maximum capacity is here, but can hold a good crowd. 3-2. Swing and fouled off, and the bat goes way down the third baseline. The bat went further than the ball. It went all the way past the third base. And so now, and Kessel, when he struck out his last at bat, he did the same thing. So it's still 3-2. Kessel's going to put some new pine tar on that bat and try to get a little more grip, as he's one of the few batters who still doesn't wear batting gloves. Kind of love that little old school style. Wood bat and no batting gloves. Buddick is going to take this chance to go out and talk to Kennedy. And now the home plate umpire is going to break that up. We are now over 3 hours game time here. Still 3-2. Bases loaded, one out here in the eighth inning. 45's trying to get their way back into this one. 3-2. And that's high for ball four. So another run will come across. It's the second run of the inning, and that'll bring up the ninth place hitter, Meinhofer.
Now, Maddie, your second baseman, number 7, Mickey the Mantle Meinhofer.
Meinhofer, the right-hander, steps in. 0 for 3 tonight. First pitch, swung on and fouled right back. 0-1. Grounded out to second, reached on an error, and again bounced out to second. Own one. Top of the order is coming up. This inning continues. The 0-1. Change up. That's right there. Good pitch. 0-2. Took something off there. Pitch moved right to the knees. Perfect 0-1 pitch. Now ahead 0-2. Kennedy throws. That's in the dirt. Did he go after it? They're going to check. And he did. He did go after it. And that is strike three. This will bring up Pritchard. Some of the crowd is not happy with that call.
Number 23, Lake Pritchard.
Pritchard now will try and keep it going. Base is loaded again. Tying run is still two batters away. The pitch. And that's outside with a fastball, 1-0. Bridger tonight has hit the ball hard. Just hasn't anything to show for. He's 0 for 4. He's lined out to center twice. And flown out to center and flown out to left as well. The 1-0, that's a strike at the knees, maybe a little below, 1-1. Nobody holding anybody on, all big leads all the way around for the Colt 45s. 1-1, change up right there, good pitch. Looked to be a bit outside. Regardless, had Pritchard out in front with the change of speed. Kennedy comes set to 1-2. Chop foul. Straight back. 1-2, it stays. Still 1-2. Kennedy's going to throw pitch number 15 here of his short little outing. Pitch number 5 is on the way. It's chopped towards first. It'll two-hop to Hancock. He flips it to the first baseman covering, and that will end the inning. Two runs come across for the 45s, both via the base on balls, and bring in a pair of runs. So we'll head to the ninth inning. It's 8-2. We will be right back. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, June the 15th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio on AM 1460 KCNR. Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Back here from historic Tiger Field here for the ninth inning. 8-2. The Studs with the lead. New pitcher for the Colt 45s. We'll get into that here shortly. Savage will be leading it off. Noah Dobbin is the new pitcher. So far he's appeared in two games, 2 2/3 innings with 1 earned run, struck out 6 batters with 3.37 ERA. Connor Savage will lead off here in the ninth. One, two, three. In the bottom of the ninth for the 45s, it'll be 2-3-4 as the first pitch from Dalvin is lined towards left. Zimmerman in and to his left. He makes the catch on the run and the first pitch out here in the ninth. Cody Banks will come to the plate. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Offers a houseboating experience that is sure to delight you, your family, and your guests at Holiday Harbor. Dialed in first pitch is a strike. Right over the plate, going right after hitters here in the ninth inning, and why not? 24 combined batters left, or runners left on base in this game. 13 for the Studs, as that pitch is down low, 1-1. 11 for the 45s. 6 combined errors and just 9 hits. Hasn't been the prettiest game of baseball. This one is hit out towards center field. Pritchard's back a few steps. He's under it and makes the catch for the second out here in the ninth inning. And that'll bring up Landon Riker. Riker 1-for-4 today. The bases are empty. 2 down. Dobbin's going to work to get through this ninth inning quickly, just 4 pitches so far. Pitches in the dirt, 1-0. For the Studs, 8 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors, 13 runners left on base. For the 45s, 2 runs, 3 hits. This ball is fouled back and off the umpire, 1-1. 2 runs, 3 hits, 3 errors, and 11 left on base. Post-game show coming up shortly following this one. And then tomorrow morning, with Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. We'll talk about it a little bit more before we get into some NBA Finals action and also some World Cup. 1-1 is a breaking ball. That's a strike. 1-2. And then tomorrow night, the 45s will be back at it. Our pal Bryce Ritchie will be on the call. Is this 1-2's foul back and out of play? Oh, and it hit the light pole. Wow, what are the odds of that? I'll tell you, pretty low. That light pole is probably around 3 inches around. Or 3 inches, I should say, in diameter. That is low chances. 1-2's in the dirt. Good block from Duarte. 2-2. Riker, the right-hander, against Dobbin, the Co 45 right-hander. 2-2. And that's down low, ball 3. 3-2. And then Sunday night, I'll be back out here for the finale of this series. That'll be a 6:15 first pitch, pregame 6:05. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. 1-2, 3 inning for Dobbin at the top of the ninth. Let's see if the 45s have what it takes. They're going to need 6 runs in the bottom half of the ninth inning. We will be back with the 2-3-4s hitter coming up for the 45s here on KCNR 1460.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the ninth inning is Lorenzo Dobrecht will lead it off for the Colt 45s. Again, they need 6 runs here in the bottom half of the ninth inning to tie. 7 to walk off as he'll face against the right-hander Kennedy back out for his second inning. As the right-hander rocks and fires. This pitch is popped up high, foul, back and out of play. Foul 0-1. Dobrecht, Gozo, and Duarte are the three due up here. His breaking ball. This is hit out pretty well towards left field. Chaney going back, still going back, right at the foot of the track. He makes the catch for the first out. That was the best hit ball of the night by anybody.
Your first baseman.
Jay Gozo now will step in.
Gozo.
We'll have a short postgame show here following this one as we're over 3 hours and 15 minutes in game time. First pitch is a strike going 1 to the right-hander Gozo, who is 0 for 4 tonight. But when he reached on an error, did come around to score in the last half inning. His pitch is hit on the ground towards the hole. Wolf with a backhand. Throw across the body is in time. Wow, what a play. Picked out of the dirt by Hancock for the second out here in the ninth inning. Nicely done by Wolf going to his right. And making that play, two down. That'll bring up Daniel Duarte, who represents the last chance for the Colt 45s.
Daniel Duarte.
Still 8-2. Kennedy looking to end this inning. Tonight's game is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor offers a houseboating experience that is sure to delight you, your family, and your friends. So head over to Holiday Harbor this summer for all your houseboating rental needs. First pitch is a strike, 0-1. Base is empty, 2 down. Right-hander versus right-hander. Here is the 0-1. That is a breaking ball that comes over for a strike, 0-2. Duarte, 1-for-2. A walk and a run. Scored earlier. The 0-2 pitch. And did he go around? They check his swing. He did, and that's the ball game. Colt 45s go down in order here in the ninth. The final score is 8-2. Stick around for the post-game wrap coming up shortly. Game one of the series goes to the Studs. We'll be back with the post-game show here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Holiday Harbor on Shasta Lake has it all for your summer fun. Great deals on the best boats, from full-size houseboats to patio boats, fishing boats, wakeboards, paddleboards, jet skis, and pool toys. Shasta Lake has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat lakes in the nation. And Holiday Harbor has the best service, according to customers who come back year after year. They feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. Holiday Harbor, exit 695, or go to lakeshasta.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Final score here tonight, 8-2 for this one. The winning pitcher tonight is the starter, Michael Vito, who got the win. And, of course, the loser, Mason Verhees. Both starters picking up the win and the loss. The final line score, 8 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors, 13 runners left on base for the Studs. For the 45s, 2 runs, 3 hits, 3 errors, 11 runers left on base. Over now 10 walks on the night for the Studs. They reach base 10 times on walks. Also 3 hit batsmen, so 13 right there just on walks and base on balls. Obviously, that's been the factor tonight, is how well the Studs were patient at the plate, and the Colt 45s, the inability to throw strikes in key spots, and that hurt them down the stretch. Of course, a number of plays that were turned into errors that resulted in more runs coming around to score, as the 45 starter Verhees only gave up 1 earned run, a couple of unearned runs in the fifth inning, as it was 5 runs that came across in the fourth, 2 in the fifth, and then 1 in the eighth. The 45s were unable to score until the eighth inning themselves in the bottom half, where 2 runs came across, both on walks. Just 3 hits recorded for the 45s tonight. They left 11 runners on base themselves. So a lot of runners left on base, 24 combined between the two teams throughout this contest. The 45s are going to have to forget this one and go after the Studs tomorrow night. That'll be a 7:15 first pitch, 7:05 the pregame show. If you want to hear more about this contest, join us tomorrow for my sports show. That'll begin at 8 a.m. here on KCNR. And we'll talk about this one, the NBA Finals, as well as the World Cup that'll be coming up for soccer shortly. For our producer back in the studio, Jared King, I'm Connor Sutton. Staying so long. Once again, the final score, the Seattle Studs 8, the Colt 45s 2. This has been a presentation of Colt 45's production here on KCNR 1460.
Administration people with links to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, oh, and in Hillary, Humma Wiener's family also links to the Muslim Brotherhood. So they don't mind the Muslim Brotherhood comparison. They're fine with that. The offending remark, and understandably, rightly so, because that, you see, that exceeds the bounds of common decency when you refer to an African-American woman like that. Roseanne Barr says she thought she was white. Okay, that's, you know, probably not going to hold up in court, but you can try that one if you want. She was fired. Everybody that worked on the show canned. They don't have jobs. They're all angry at Roseanne Barr because she said this horrible, terrible thing. Within hours, a liberal left, Samantha Bee, you know, she was at the not the inaugural ball or whatever they called it, where she was the headliner. And the Democrats love this kind of stuff. This is all just hunky-dory. It's peaches and cream. This is good with them. They don't mind this stuff at all. They really don't. President Trump has a Twitter account, as you may know, and he tweeted, "Why aren't they firing no-talent Samantha Bee for the horrible language used on her low-ratings show?" He does like ratings, doesn't he? "A total double standard, but that's okay. We are winning." Winning is capital W. "And we'll be doing so for a long time to come." That's what President Trump said. He said, you know, and if you don't think there's a double standard here, then you should try returning your brain for a full refund, because your brain is not working as designed. You're not capable of thinking. And you shouldn't be allowed to serve on juries because, you know, you don't know right from wrong. You're not capable of reasoning. A number of Hollywood people jumped in as well, including Minnie Driver, you know, the actress Minnie Driver, and the Flying Nut. Whatever happened to the Flying Nut? She's apparently gone somewhere and lost her mind. Minnie Driver is an actress. She plays dress-up and make-believe. Therefore, she has outsized political and social influence. And on her Twitter page, she's got a picture of herself snuggling with her little baby, which is a feckless little baby. And she tweeted, she's apparently a lefty. That comes as quite a shock, since she plays dress-up and make-believe and is overly compensated for that simple, insignificant task in our society. She said that was the wrong word for Samantha Bee to have used, but mostly because, to paraphrase the French, Ivanka has neither the warmth nor the depth. See, because they're keeping it classy, and that's who they are. They're classy people. And this is acceptable public discourse. So should you ever happen upon Minnie Driver in public, certainly it would be fair to go and say, "Oh, is that your child? So cute. You feckless expletive deleted is just fine." We've got Sally Field. Sally Field, who used to be kind of a normal person, but I guess not. Sally Field, nut. And she was also in that Smokey and the Bandit stuff. And then she was Norma Rae. "You like me. You really like me. See, Hollywood really likes her." She rang that bell, and she had a do-rag. So she's a feminist hero. Sally Field has a Twitter account. She wrote, "I like Samantha Bee a lot, but she is flat wrong to call Ivanka Trump a beep." And she writes out the word. "Beeps are powerful, beautiful, nurturing, and honest." Well, I guess if you think of yourself as being powerful, beautiful, nurturing, and honest, then I'll go along with you on that. But that's the response from liberals, and the response from the news media is absolutely staggering. It's just fine. They're like, what? Well, you know, that word is a little edgy, I guess, but, you know, we use it, we like it, and you are it, and they think it's all okay. This is all fine with them. It genuinely is. Last night, Samantha Bee was gifted a number of awards by the people that give out the Emmys every year. The Los Angeles CBS station with the story, along with the Associated Press, group behind Emmy Awards to honor comic Samantha Bee after Ivanka Trump slur. Samantha Bee is apologizing for referring to Ivanka Trump as a feckless beep on her comedy show. But it appears she's still set to be honored by the TV industry. What do you mean still? This actually knocks her up a couple of so to speak, a couple of notches. Bee's reference came toward the end of a segment about President Trump's immigration policies on her TBS show Full Frontal on Wednesday. Again, a Time Warner company, and it's fine with the owners of CNN. So if you find yourself on CNN, live on CNN, you should feel free to go ahead and use those words, because it's fine with them. It's a corporate policy. Their corporate policy is, that's okay. Corporate policy has been set. It's in stone. We know their policy now, so you can use the word asshole, and you can use the C word on CNN and on other Time Warner properties, because the precedent has been set, and it's okay. No problem. The comedian issued an official apology on Thursday. She said, I would like to sincerely apologize to Ivanka Trump and to my viewers for using an expletive on my show to describe her last night. It was inappropriate and inexcusable. I crossed the line, and I deeply regret it. You know who regrets things? Saturday Night Live regrets that they're not going to be live tomorrow night. That's who regrets the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Thursday called Bee's language vile and vicious, and said executives at TBS and corporate parent Time Warner, quote, must demonstrate that such explicit profanity about female members of this administration will not be condoned. Well, the results are in. They will be condoned. They have been condoned. They are officially condoned. It's okay. Time Warner says so. It is a it's a matter of omission at this point, because they have failed to speak. TBS is owned by Turner Broadcasting Systems, a division of Time Warner, which also owns CNN. In an on-air segment on Thursday morning, CNN's John King directly condemned Bee's comments as reprehensible. Well, all right, enough said. All right, good. Now we can just get back to watching her show, because John King said it was reprehensible and called on the network's parent company to comment. You should comment, he said. You should make a comment. Good for John King. See, that's in liberal land, that's like being, you know, Paul Revere. That's, you know, you didn't say, okay, that's fine with me. She is a reprehensible. Beep. Anytime you see a CNN woman on the street, I think it's fair game. I just, that's the way it is. She apologized. Now, Chelsea Clinton, for some reason, Webb Hubble's daughter, has weighed in on this, too. She's got a Twitter account as well. And she pointed out she's outraged, because Ted Nugent referred to her mother, Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton, as a reprehensible, a toxic, not reprehensible, as a toxic C-word in an interview in 1994, which is, let me do my gazintas here, hang on, I'm counting, and then a two, and then you carry the, 24 years ago. So a quarter of a century ago, Ted Nugent called Hillary Clinton the C-word in an interview. All right, and that is, apparently that makes it okay then. Now, she's still saying that she's upset that a quarter of a century ago, a rock and roll guy named Ted Nugent, not on television, not on live national television, referred to Hillary Clinton as something that I think her husband has called her thousands of times. But that's neither here nor there when it comes to this particular discussion. Now, the television industry last night, as I started to mention, awarded Samantha Bee last night, in the context of all of this good stuff here, the Samantha Bee and her talk show, multiple Emmy nods and the healing power. This is just great stuff. She was the, of course, as I mentioned, the talent at the Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner. That's what it was, the Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And they brought her out last night to give her awards last night. Just a coincidence, I guess. And when they did, they, because they're the left, they barred the media from their events, because the left does that all over the world. And the left does that here because they're the left, too. Press barred from reception at Samantha Bee event following controversy. Attending media was told by a Television Academy representative that press would not be allowed into the reception as a result of today's events involving Samantha Bee. That part's in quotation marks. The same day, Samantha Bee apologized. See, the lead is not what she said. She apologized, so it's all over. You can move on now. for calling Ivanka Trump a feckless beep. She was set to be honored by the Television Academy, along with six other shows, relating to social change. Though the Hollywood Reporter was initially slated to cover both the 6:45 p.m. red carpet reception and the post-event reception, media was told by the Television Academy at 3:35 that press would not be allowed into the reception as a result of today's events. So here's what they do. They gave her the awards anyway. Last night, they gave her the awards, and this is fine with CNN and the media, but and MSNBC, which I don't think MSNBC, I don't even know if they brought it up today. But they really hate Trump, I can tell you that much. Hey, did I mention that the unemployment rate is at a record low? Isn't it amazing? So they gave her awards last night, and they barred the press. You know, that's the left. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Bob in Washington, D.C. Bob, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Mr. Chris Plant, I can't believe I get to speak to you. I love you deeply.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome.
Thank you. So, when you mentioned your desire to go on CNN, should you get the invite, and to utilize the newly acceptable terminology, I immediately envisioned, sorry, I'm pedicabbing while we speak. I immediately envisioned Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin on Point Counterpoint, and I heard Dan Aykroyd say, "Jane, you feckless bleep." the same cadence. It rolled off my tongue the same way. And
Dan Aykroyd, of course, would refer to Jane Curtin as "you ignorant slut." Why, Jane, you ignorant slut. That was fine on television in the 1970s. I guess it's acceptable here. But to roll it out as a, you know, almost as a comedy routine, I think whenever people find themselves live on CNN, they should use the terminology. They should use the, you're driving a pedicab right now?
I just crossed the mall. I just had a magnificent view of the Capitol to my left. And the Washington Monument by right.
Are you a college student?
I'm sorry?
Are you a college student?
No, I am not.
You must be in incredible shape.
I canceled my gym membership.
I bet you did. You must have thighs like Eric Heiden riding a pedicab around Washington, D.C.
I have legs like flexible trees, and I can eat small countries.
Legs like flexible trees. I'm going to look for you on the mall, Bob.
I would love to take you for a ride, you and your best girl, anytime, Mr. Plant.
I'm going to look for you. What does your pedicab look like?
Well, you know, if you let me stay on.
No, I've run out of time. I'm going to look for you on the mall, though. Bob, thank you for the call.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we could help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Now, these are the people, of course, the Beatles song, you could say she was attractively built in the lyrics there. These are the people that take umbrage if you make any reference to a woman's appearance, right? You can't comment on a woman's appearance, on Hillary's cankles, or her back brace, or her hacking, or I'm getting carried away on Hillary here, but any reference to a woman's appearance is inappropriate, according to these people who say that this is okay. Because, were it not for double standards, they would have no standards at all. By the way, U.S. crude oil production jumped 215,000 barrels per day to 10.47 million barrels in March, which is the highest production of crude oil on record, the Energy Information Administration said. That's good for the economy. Abundant, cheap energy for everyone is great for the economy. It's great for jobs. It's great for everyone, except for those rising sea levels and that polar bear on that little ice shelf that I'm so concerned about every night when I go to sleep. Let's go to Jim in Round Hill, Virginia. Jim, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm great, Jim. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's
the whole Roseanne Barr thing, she's got a history of, you know, having a pretty coarse sense of humor. And
yeah.
And then the double standard is evident. I mean, it's very obvious. But, I mean, the real thing is people are just, you know, so offended. You know, you have to walk on eggshells whenever you're talking to anybody because you don't know what's going to offend them and what's not.
Unless you're a liberal, in which case you can walk around everything calling the first daughter the C word on national television, and that's fine. Now, Ted Nugent, a quarter of a century ago, apparently said something in a magazine interview, and that still got Webb Hubble's daughter in a tizzy over there. But I marvel at it. I mean, these are amazing times in which we live. I'm appalled by what has happened to a once great and honorable political party. The Democratic Party of John F. Kennedy is dead and gone. Boy, is it, it's on a spit, on a rotisserie, underground, rotating like a pig. A feckless pig. Aren't they amazing? So with your Democrat friends, you know, it's the lexicon has been broadened.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.